Holly Conlon.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
He loves his death and ZD. Here's Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Seawack. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, Phil. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hilaire and all the ships at sea. Now, two guys who sent a note of encouragement to Michael J. Fox saying, Mike, just shake it off.
Shake it off.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via the auspices of the Westwood One Radio Network.
Great network, Andy.
Don and Mike Show, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, coming to you from home station, WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. Well, it's a good day. We haven't lost any affiliates yet today. We still have double nickel, still 55, holding strong at 55 radio stations throughout America carrying this program. Over 5 million Arbitron rated listeners. We thank you for your patronage. And of course, much love to Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, Donald Monkey Boy, Ephraim.
Right, they're all there.
Here he is to my left and to your right. Once again, layered look, buddy.
Yes, that's my look.
There is our friend Guy J. Burnley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Buzz.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Sorry about that microphone thing.
It's all right, Don.
Today is January 19. Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. Today's show, loaded. You're going to hear Leah Remini today.
There's something you never hear on this show. Well, she might have some news for us. I mean, there is a purpose to this conversation.
Plus, we're going to be talking to the drunk guy that Rob interviewed in New York. We're going to be hearing the rest of Rob's romantic weekend in New York with Homo Joe, where they go to the Empire State Building and take a carriage ride together.
Meadow Soprano.
Also today, Match Game 2000.
Are you going to let it go?
Big celebrity today, though.
I think the biggest we've ever had.
Maybe the hugest chance for disaster ever with Match Game 2000. We're doing all of that on today's show. Let me get to a couple of items. We will get right to your telephone calls.
Very good.
And right into the show. First thing I have to mention. I am a bit of a recluse.
Yeah.
Whenever I can, I stay in my house. I generally don't like going out. I mean, I get up in the morning. I take my kid to school. I drive carpool. Generally, if I can, I just stay at home the rest of the day until it's time to come in and do this show.
Like Citizen Kane.
Yes, or like Howard Hughes, any of the great recluses of our time.
Your house, anybody that's ever been to your house knows it's very similar to the Citizen Kane house, too, with an enormous staircase and rosebud at the bottom.
So today I actually had to go out. I had to go to the post office,
right?
I had to send an overnight letter.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'll leave the house 20 minutes early,
right,
to go to the post office to handle this most elementary of jobs.
Right.
I got to the post office. Can you tell me, do you guys go to the post office on a regular basis?
Excuse me.
Yes, it is. I'm almost spit out his water. I just dropped the F bomb.
No.
Instead of saying Buster Clock, I said
it happens at the beginning.
Come on, relax.
When we're very calm and we're very relaxed. We've had some very good shows. It always happens when it's like this.
Mm-hmm. I just said cluster, F word, when I meant to say cluster clock.
Right.
Right.
And it came out the bad way.
The bad way.
The way that unfortunately our listener, I do wish someday our listeners could hear that because it was pretty funny the way that came out.
Well, that's what happened at the post office tonight. Let me explain.
Obviously, you had quite a bad time of it at the post office tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Here's all I wanted to do. Go in with a letter.
Right. Fill out this express mail thing.
Right.
Give it to the guy, pay my $11, and leave. I figured maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be that complex. Right.
I got in line in the post office. There were, I think, 8 people in front of me. And
right.
I figured, well, this is what it's like. Mm-hmm. Everyday life. Mm-hmm. You know, deal with it.
Yeah.
So I just stood there and bided my time until I realized that the one lady, there were two tellers that were open, two mailmen that were working the counter. The one lady, all she was doing was apparently doing something you could do at a bank or at a 7-Eleven. She was getting money orders.
Okay.
And she had just a giant wad of cash, and she was getting all of these money orders for odd amounts of money.
Probably an internet shopper. She's probably on the eBay.
And then every time that she would get one of these certified checks, she would have to fill out a different piece of paper and have to fill it out in triplicate. So she's there forever.
Mm-hmm.
The lady at the window next to her.
Right.
She has a bunch of items that she's just mailing individually, but she needs each one to be insured.
Right.
So they're going through that step. Now, the second lady is the lady who pissed me off. Not the lady that's getting the money orders.
Okay.
The second lady. Because she had on, as far as I can tell, pajama bottoms.
Oh.
She had what appeared to be like
I haven't prepared for the day. I'm out. Because you're an early riser. I know you get up early. And
oh, this was this afternoon, man. This was on my way to work.
Afternoon.
This was 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, ew.
So she's wearing PJ bottoms. And she, I guess, like me, she doesn't get out a lot. And this was her chance to socialize.
Right.
So this hag skank who's wearing these PJ bottoms, she's talking to the guy. The guy is trying to keep his place, trying to get all these insured letters in order.
Now, did you perceive that her talking was slowing the procedure down?
Well, no, because frankly, the guy behind the counter was not paying attention.
Well, see, then it doesn't bother
me. But still, it was annoying, and here's why.
Why?
Because she insisted on talking about, out loud to this guy, and everybody else in the post office, like a library, nobody's talking.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady's talking at the top of her lungs. She's talking about how the snow might come tonight and how
right.
The snow came yesterday. And, oh, did you ever see the episode of Jerry Seinfeld where George was getting married and he bought cheaper envelopes and the glue ended up killing his fiance? That was such a good episode of Seinfeld. She goes on and on. Finally, the guy gets done. And I think we're going to inch up one person in line.
Right.
She takes one step away, and she comes back, and she says, you know, she looks up at a big sign that they have hanging over the window. She goes, I love smiley faces. Do you have any of those smiley face stamps? Because apparently the post office is now issuing yellow smiley face stamps.
Correct. Is it at that moment that you perceive that she might just be doing that because she wants to linger longer?
Well, here's a lady in her PJs, you know, standing at the booth, and the guy says, I don't know, I'm going to have to go check.
Ah!
At this point, everybody in line, everybody exhales at the same time. Like,
right.
Oh, Christ, he's got to go check. So now,
because of her whim and her total unawareness of people in back, right?
The PJ lady is just standing there. Now, while she's waiting for this first guy to come back and give her the stamps, the lady who's gotten all the money orders,
yeah,
she's done. But she has more paperwork to do. So the guy says to her, go fill out the rest of the paperwork. Then as soon as you're done, don't go get back in line. Just come right back up front. So she's getting the evil eye from everybody, right?
Man, it's like an airline counter.
Right, okay. What are you doing here? So now the guy comes back, and he says to the lady, I'm sorry, we don't sell the smiley face stamps individually. You have to buy a booklet that has all of these different designs.
Makes sense. You can use them at many different times.
And suddenly I realize I'm not in a post office. This lady is on like in a department store. She is now looking through this book.
Right.
She's licking her finger. She's turning page to page. I don't know. I really wanted the smiley face, but I enjoy the, oh, look at that. The cow jumping over the moon.
Oh.
That's a really great
she's shopping for stamps.
Yeah. And, you know, the guy behind the counter, because he's a post office employee, he's got nothing but time on his hands.
He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to rush her along, right?
He's got to be there no matter what. It's actually, in a way, it's giving him a break.
He's just sitting there.
Right.
So finally she says, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the packet of stamps that has the smiley faces. She makes the decision. The guy says, okay, let me go to the back and get the packet.
Oh, a little more delay.
So when the guy went to the back to get the book, he didn't get the packet.
Of course not, because he wasn't asked to.
So the guy,
he's a postal employee.
So the guy is now gone another 3 to 4 minutes. I've now been in the post office 20 minutes.
And I'm not slamming the intelligence of postal employees. I am saying that's the way they get used to doing it. That
right.
is the way, and they're probably, you know, smiling and nodding. Notice how I qualify when I make a comment about a postal employee. We have lots of postal employees.
Oh, and
employees.
I know
yes,
that.
We do.
They are just one step away from going postal, which is why normally in this situation,
mm-hmm.
I would be the one in the crowd to say something, but I'm not saying. I'm intimidated by the postal employees also.
That's right.
I'm just standing behind the yellow line waiting for 20 minutes to mail a goddamn letter.
And they have total power. If you are to make a comment, you know, they can make it so it's, you know, you're there for 3 hours.
So the guy comes back and he says, I'm sorry, we're sold out of that book. And so we think, okay, the line's going to move.
Mm-hmm.
The lady with the PJs, she takes one step away. She doesn't totally give up the area before the guy can even say, who's next?
Of course.
She steps back.
Right.
The third time, she says, is there another post office where I would be able to find those smiley face postage stamps? I love them. And the guy says, Yeah, there's one in Herndon, and there's one in Reston. Or you can just call 1-800-STAMPS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, the lady takes the purse off her shoulder, opens it up, gets a pen, and
writes it down.
That was 1-800-STAMPS, and this is the first time that I've noticed the guy behind the counter.
Right.
Started to get mad. He pulls out a big express mail envelope, and he shows it right on the bottom. It says 1-800-STAMPS. It says, here, take this. This has the number on it.
Please. She just wants to make a day of it.
Yeah, listen, you cow. Take this.
Who is the celebrity she most resembles?
You know the girl who's on Veronica's Closet, who is in real life the voice of Peg Bundy?
Kathy Najimy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Not Peg Bundy. She's the voice of
Peggy Hill.
The voice of Peggy Hill.
Right, yeah.
That fat girl?
Kathy Najimy.
That's who she looks like.
So kind of those pants she was wearing. The jammy pants were really the only thing that would probably fit comfortably.
So she got done. Mm-hmm. Lady got done. She leaves. As soon as she was through the outer doors, I went on a hunch. I went. Nobody joined me. I got to find myself. I'm like, and then I start getting looks from people. Like, you know, what an a-hole I am.
I know.
Because I know that everybody else in line was just as mad as me. So that was just...
You still take those chances, don't you?
Just frustrating. Okay, item number two. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. Item number two.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I got two things to talk about in Washington, D.C. today, which is where we're going.
Do we ever. Unbelievable.
Right. First, Michael Jordan is going to come and work for the Washington Wizards, and you would think that the Pope himself is coming to run this basketball team. I maintain to you, unless Michael Jordan takes off his slacks, puts on some shorts and sneakers, what's the big deal?
Well, I'd send that to you.
What's the big deal?
You disagreed with me when I said that to you last week.
I changed my mind.
You have done a tone. I have to call you on that.
I reserve the right to flip-flop.
I deserve the right to get a little credit for this.
Go ahead.
I had said that to you last week, and you had said, no, it's going to make... Because people will want to come and play for Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I said, it doesn't matter.
Well...
You're right.
You know what it is?
What
it is that...
You don't remember that, do you?
No, I remember now that you said it.
Okay.
I got a natural inclination.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody is for something...
Right.
I can't help.
Right.
I can't help it. I want to be against it. And over the last 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
there has been such a groundswell of emotion in this town. Leading up to this press conference today, in 25 minutes, they're going to announce
Does that mean you're going to join me with the Dan Turk fan club, too?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm with everybody on that one.
Oh, okay.
I hate Dan Turk.
I do, too.
But, I was thinking about it seriously. Even if Grant Hill wanted to come to D.C.
Right.
To play for Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't really be playing for Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan's not the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's not the general manager.
Sure.
Michael Jordan's just the guy, you know, they might as well stuff him and just put him in the front lobby for kids to come through and get their picture taken.
I think the only thing, that the most positive thing so far is it does give our team here a little more credibility. But when you're talking about winning basketball games, there is no evidence that being a great player will make you a great administrator or a great general manager or a great player personnel director. It doesn't. I don't think the two go hand in hand. I mean, I love the idea because it does put Washington on the map.
It gives us some pizzazz.
It gives us some zing, and God, does that franchise need it.
It'd be exciting to see him. But listen,
but slow down. I mean, this is not necessarily a lock, a guarantee.
Right. Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player ever.
I wish, you know.
One of the greatest athletes ever. But outside of the fact that he endorses stuff that we buy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how smart this guy is.
Well, the thing
I might be smarter than Michael Jordan, I think.
But the thing, you know, the only thing that would really be great would be if, you know, after, say, a half a season of watching the Wizards play Wizards basketball, that he decides...
That has to be one of the main reasons they hired him.
I mean, you know,
eventually they're going to just figure that he's going to get pissed, and he'll just say, give me my sneakers.
Yeah. What better team to watch, too? I mean, he's going to watch game after game, and he's going to sit there and go, ugh. I could do so much.
Because the Wizards blow, man. They're the worst.
No, I know. Now, with that said, it's also a possibility that he will, you know, do what he's done in his playing career, and he will do it in the front office as well, and that he will be so savvy that he will.
Nah.
I mean, but I give him a chance.
See, that's where it, of course, falls apart. That if it was simply Michael Jordan being on the court, making passes, making
right.
shots, doing everything by himself, I said, this is the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows if this guy can navigate his way out of a parking lot? I mean, who knows if this guy knows how to run a basketball team?
It gives the franchise instant credibility. But there's no, I just, when I hear people talking about this being the be-all, I think it's a phenomenal PR move for the Washington Wizards. But when you're talking about, this is what people seem to forget, when you're talking about getting the players, there's still a huge difference with the Washington Wizards and the other teams in the league as far as putting up the big bucks.
Yeah, because you still got, you know, old man Poland running the team.
And you know, if you're going to throw, it's like any other.
Rouge Poland.
You're going to throw a lot of money out there and get the good players and compensate them, but that nothing's going to change on that front that I see, especially now they're going to say, hey, we've got Michael Jordan. You know, they're going to say, we got Michael Jordan.
Right.
Well, are you spending more money now to get the premier player? Well, we got Michael Jordan.
That's kind of how I feel. I don't know. You know, there's the one school of thought that thinks he's obviously the best basketball player ever. And he was definitely, when he played, he was able to make the players around him play better.
Right.
He played with a bunch of stiffs, a bunch of guys like you and me on the Bulls, and he made them all champions.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference when you go to the front office.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know. People are, you know, everybody is aroused about this right now.
I'm very happy that you've come around to my way of thinking on that.
I might flip back.
You want to flip back, don't
you? Be advised, I might flip
back. Sometimes I know you just you argue with me just to argue with me. When I'll say something, you'll just go, yeah, but. And I mean, that's your automatic response.
Yeah, but. I don't know. Right now, I don't know. That's what I would say.
You
I don't know.
Would it be safe to say we're in agreement, though, that I'm pretty psyched that he's coming to the Wizards? I think it's great that they...
I'm still never walking in that building. That's one thing I have maintained.
You made a pledge.
Since they built this new arena, how long ago they built that? 3 years ago?
I think so.
And they made it sound like they were building, you know, some kind of a museum downtown.
Right, PR, public way.
Something that we should bend down and be... And thank God that they have built this arena where we are allowed, where we the peons are allowed to pay $85 to go see a team play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no way. I'm never going in the NCI Center. I've never been in it.
I think some fundamental things have to change in the organization besides just getting one guy to come in, no matter who the guy is.
I need the call from Michael.
Yeah.
That's what we need on this show.
Then we'll both change our minds.
We need the call from MJ.
Right.
I want to tell you something, Michael. I love your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I love your I love your shoes. Your cologne smells. It's a girl's cologne.
It's a girl's cologne.
It truly is. You ever smell Michael Jordan cologne?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, pee. They think they sent us some bottles of that when it first came out. It
smells like perfume?
No, it's all like parfum.
Parfum.
It's awful. But he is a great basketball player, and he can't kick ass. So maybe.
And you had said to me, and I'll tell you what you said to me. You said there is the chance that that will be a deciding factor for certain guys coming here. I think that's going to happen automatically.
If he gets Grant Hill to come here right away, they're about to say, and when lastly, change the name back to the Bullets.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate the name the Wizards. Change it back to the Bullets.
Or the Sea Dogs.
Shut up. Okay, number three. And this I know we will agree on.
Okay.
Washington, D.C. Yesterday, in this town, we received 0.3 of an inch of snow. 0.3 of an inch of snow.
It didn't even qualify really as
a dusting. No.
It was an elongated flurry.
It was on the sidewalks.
Right.
It was kind of windy yesterday. We ended up with 0.75 of an inch of snow. Yesterday, it took my wife 4 hours to drive the afternoon carpool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We have relatives who live in Prince George's County, Maryland.
This was one of the biggest nightmares for the parents of kids that went through this. I cannot tell you. I mean, I'd be in a principal's office. I'd be going out of my mind. I'd be in the superintendent's office.
There are like 5 major counties around Washington, D.C. Nobody really lives in Washington, D.C. Most people live around D.C. They live in Virginia or Maryland.
The vast majority of the population of our metro area.
Live
in
the suburbs. One of the major suburbs is P.G. County. Well, we got relatives out there. Last night, about 10:15, the phone rings. And she says, I am so upset.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's wrong? She said, the kids are not home from school yet. 10:15 at night.
Mm-hmm.
She called me because I'm in the media.
Mm-hmm.
She says, can you find out what's going on? I said, I have no idea what you're even talking about. So I turned on the 10 o'clock news.
Who did she think you were, Michael Jordan or something?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned on the TV. And I see on Channel 5, they got the Ken doll. He's sitting there and he says, Many school children in Prince George's County still are not home. What with the winter storm that ravaged the Washington area today?
You know, 11 o'clock at night, there are kids still on their buses coming home from school. This is how screwed up this was.
Man. 0.3 inches of snow. These kids who live in Bowie, they're Boeotians. They left for school yesterday morning at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
They got back home last night at 11:15.
It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this. I don't know. It's impossible to point. You know, I did.
That's ridiculous, man.
I did see some of the news footage that showed where the snow had landed and turned into a sheet of ice. There were icy roads.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't get it. It still doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. I guess a combination of circumstances.
No, that's the first thing we should have Michael Jordan do.
Yes.
Because people will listen to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. We'll listen to Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan should get on the emergency broadcast network today and say,
right.
Hello, Washington. This is Michael Jordan. We are expecting some real snow tonight. Don't panic.
Right.
And keep in mind.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
I got
to
give you this also. This blew my mind. As we're doing the show now, here in D.C. today, gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
outside, it's 50 degrees, and it's sunny.
Thanks.
There is no snow on the ground. It is a beautiful day. How warm is it? It's in the 40s.
I think so. Let me check the actual temperature. Has
it gotten up into the 40s? Yes. When I was coming in, it was 45 degrees today.
Really? 43,
I got the thermometer thing in my car.
So it's 50 degrees.
All right. So 43. Close enough.
Well above freezing.
Way above freezing. You know, it's warm outside
it's
today.
Warm. It's not what it was yesterday.
Okay? It's not. We don't have a windshield of 10 below.
That's right.
It's okay, 43 degrees.
Right.
Here's the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
When we were up in the office watching the soap opera today, Channel 7 put on a crawl saying that Prince George's County schools are closing 30 minutes early today because of the inclement weather.
Now, is this supposed to make the parents that had their kids come home at 11:15 last night feel better?
And there are also some schools that have already announced they're going to be closed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't even snowed yet.
It's amazing.
I mean, they're predicting snow
right.
tonight and tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But it has. I just think
1 to 3 inches.
This is unique to the Washington, D.C. area.
It's been increased now. They're
oh, no.
3 to 5 inches between midnight and noon.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ.
Here they go. I'm sick of this. It happens every time, man. When the hell are they going to. They are not allowed to get. I'm sorry.
I wanted somebody to blame. We have someone to blame. It's the forecasters. Why can't they do their job?
It's not that tough, man.
It's not.
Listen, I think Michael Jordan should take over all weather forecasting immediately.
There you go. Now we're talking.
People will listen to Michael Jordan for the morning. He can solve this awful traffic that we have with it. When we get a quarter inch of snow and school buses can't get kids home until 8 hours after the school day is over.
And then we're sitting in the office and that caller comes across. I couldn't believe it when you pointed that out.
And Channel 7 comes with a beep, beep,
the emergency.
To get your attention.
Right.
Channel 7, snow emergency plan. Prince George's County Schools were let out 30 minutes early today due to inclement weather.
And you know, today,
look outside.
Today, the buses are going to get home, you know, like S through a goose. And so the buses will get home. So all the parents that might be counting on, like, coordinating, you know, that have the close proximity to when their kids get home,
right.
The kids will all be coming home early. The doors will probably be locked.
Right. And look at it outside.
It's ridiculous.
It's sunny.
Yeah, it's nice.
Why would you close school early today?
I have no idea.
Why?
Do they think they're going to run into problems?
What problem could you run into? The roads are dry.
The hell are they doing?
The roads are dry. The sun is out.
What is wrong with PG County?
All right, let's go to the phone.
Jesus.
Let's find out. First, let's talk to Matt. The people have a variety of things to talk about. Matt wants to talk about MJ.
Don.
Matt.
Don.
Matt.
Really? You're
really?
Smarter than Michael Jordan. Really?
Yes, I am.
Come on. Where'd you go to college, Don?
Where'd he go to college? You think he really went to college?
Come on. Of course. You think Michael had to have gone to at least one or two classes. Where did you go to?
You think Michael Jordan really went to any class at North Carolina besides?
And you didn't throw
a basketball?
You didn't say that.
Okay,
I was sitting here. I'm a witness. You didn't say you were smarter than Michael Jordan.
I said I might be smarter than
right.
Michael Jordan.
Right.
Okay, qualifier.
Now, wasn't it qualifier? It's what he said when he made the statement, a-hole.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael Jordan really went to a bunch of high-level college classes.
Okay, but he's also a leader in the Nike industry. Is that not true? Or?
Oh, please. Like Michael Jordan has anything to do with that besides... That's my point. I'm a schmuck that's bought all the Michael Jordan stuff. But not because Michael Jordan is some great marketing genius. Michael Jordan didn't have anything to do except play the game.
And he put his name on the stuff.
That's all he did.
And would you not agree that being a great player does not necessarily guarantee that you're going to be a great administrator in a basketball game?
I do agree with that, but the reason he's there is not to be a great administrator. It's to bring players, to bring fans, and that's it.
Oh, all right, well, let's see how that great experiment works.
Well, for $85, I don't think he would bring anything.
How much is he going to get paid for that? Do we know how much he's going to get paid?
$6 billion.
Yeah, like he needs the money. I think he's going to get a part of the team when Poland croaks. When old man Poland finally dies.
When he croaks.
All right, guys, bang your bald butt.
Okay, F you. F you, please. Look at this. I proudly say to you that I have no better than a common public school high school education.
You went to that great school known as the School of Hard Knocks.
But look at me. Mm-hmm. Top of my field, right? I'm the Michael Jordan of radio. Eat me. Eat me. Please. I guarantee I'd kill Michael Jordan in Scrabble. Or some game where you got to use your brain. I'd kill him.
I suck at Scrabble.
I'd kill him at that. A Trivial Pursuit, I'd kill him. I guarantee he didn't go to any classes at North Carolina. Please, he's like all those basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
They go down there, they get laid, they get cars. They get boozed up. They go to college for 2 years, and then they become pros. Please, I wish I had that life. Christ, if I was 6'10", that's what I'd be doing right now.
Donnie Cologne.
If I was 6'10", and a brother,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'd be doing. But I can't help it. I'm 5'10", I'm white, and I'm fat. That's why I'm here, and he's there. Just luck of the draw, man. Luck of the draw. Good luck, Michael. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi there.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm a really big fan of all of you, especially Rob A. I think he's a cutie.
Rob A, say hi to this lady.
Rob A?
Rob A was sitting down.
Shocker.
Hi, Rob A.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I met you at the Redskins game.
I remember you.
No, you don't.
You're right.
Yeah, but it was really nice. You were very nice to me, although you weren't very nice to some other older gentlemen who were drunk and kept patting you on the back. You seemed quite annoyed with them.
Yeah, I don't have any patience with people who drink.
Oh, yeah, not much.
No.
I'm here with Beto Soprano.
Your irritation was definitely a factor of your drinking, I think.
Never can happen, can it, when somebody calls in and something nice to say.
No, it always has to be tinged.
But I'm sure glad you called, man.
What can we do for you, Jennifer?
Well, the reason I was calling was two things. The first is, Don, I use the same post office that you do. And I just want to...
Stalker!
Not a stalker?
Okay. All right.
I'm not.
Okay.
But anyway, it's like that every single day. What it is there are some housewives in that area who don't have anything to do, and so going to the Safeway and talking to Tommy or going to the post office is their only outing for the day, so they chat everybody up because they have nothing else to do until their kids come
home. You just got it all figured out, don't you?
Well, yeah, I sure do.
She does. You're happening. You're happening. I like those other house brows.
And I believe you had another point?
I did.
What else?
Michael Jordan went to the University of North Carolina under Dean Smith, and Dean Smith is God, and he learned everything from Dean Smith. Therefore, I believe Michael will make a change.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good.
She
screamed whore.
She screamed whore. All right,
I'm frightened.
Here is Linda calling us from Rochester, New York. Hello, Linda.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Hello,
hey,
Linda.
Hey, we're doing great.
First of all, before I start, I want to tell you yesterday when that guy called in and talked about what happened to Charlie Stossel, I swear I almost peed my pants. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, it's a nice mental picture. We'll have Chuck on the show Friday.
Oh, that's excellent. No, I was just going to say, you're talking about the snow down there.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are what? Because up here last year we had, it was like, I think, 3-4 feet of snow in like a 24-hour period.
It's amazing. And I know, and everything probably still functioned, right?
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny because they declared a state of emergency where you can't drive. If you get caught driving, your insurance is null and void. And out where I live on the expressway, they had snowmobiling clubs going out and rescuing people from their cars. but then my office didn't shut down. We were still expected to report in.
Even with the snow emergency where you weren't allowed to drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to take some sick time if we couldn't get in.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. You should move here. For God's sake, you get nothing but time off. And, you know, and every day government employees, I guarantee tomorrow, if you are a government employee right now working in the District of Columbia, start drinking.
Right.
Because you know that tomorrow you're going to have liberal leave.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the media here, the local media will turn on, they will get the videotape. I know the news directors are back there going, hey, no, this doesn't look dangerous enough. Get
tape of the blizzard of 87.
Yeah, that'll work.
Right. Hello, Gail.
Yes, hi.
Hi there, Gail.
Hi. When I was working, I come originally from Long Island, New York, and that place never closed the schools for anything. You know, I'd always pray for the school buses not to be able to make it, and it really kills me that when I moved here, you guys get an inch of snow, and they close the schools.
I mean, I grew up in New England, and I'll tell you, there were many mornings where I would just be pounding my fist on the kitchen table going, no,
all of
no
us.
Way.
All of us have lived places where right. you get snow, and you just deal with it, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just deal with it. But here, for some reason,
it's unbelievable.
People flip out. How else can you explain? They're closing the school 30 minutes early today. It's sunny and in the 40s.
Yes, Robbie.
In Fairfax County, I was always in Fairfax County schools. They always, no matter what, even if it was just a dusting on the grass, you got 2 hours closing on the first time it snowed of the year. And right now they're starting to panic because they budget like 3 days for snow every year. And if they don't have them, they're going to throw off the end of their year. So I'm sure they're starting to just get ready to say, we can use our snow days now. We can get them in.
You still drinking?
What?
I'm just kidding.
I'm with Meadow Soprano.
First part, suddenly you're still in New York.
All right, here's a guy who wants to tell me that Michael Jordan never missed a class.
All right.
Now, how he would know this, I don't know. Considering the fact that I do know Michael Jordan didn't finish college.
Mm-hmm.
He came out early. Hello. Mick. Hey, Mick.
Don.
Mick.
Don.
Yeah.
He never missed a class.
How do you know?
I do. He had a 3.6 grade average.
Oh, please.
He majored in blackjack.
Blackjack. All right. Okay, funny right, guy.
Thank
you.
Funnyman.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Funnyman.
Hello, Barry.
Hey.
Barry.
Hey, the reason they're closing the schools early today is to avoid those deadly sunshine delays.
Okay, you know what, Barry?
I don't use that term until moving to this area.
Barry, that's a good one. You've got to, and I get this in the morning, right? I drive carpool in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times we're listening to the radio and you seriously hear that on the traffic
right.
report. The Beltway is backed up on the Cabajon Bridge due to sunshine delays. There's a rolling 3 mile backup because the sun is coming up today.
That's right. Absolutely.
Jesus Christ, you are absolutely right. Good call, Barry.
Yeah, all right.
Good call, my
sunshine,
friend.
Pesky sunshine. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Check this out. I have two things to say. Number one, people in D.C. cannot drive when it rains or snows.
Right.
Right.
Number two, name any career job that you could predict something and get it wrong and still have a job. Only one job I know.
Weatherman, right.
You
know, and based
it.
on the forecast change that Buzz was talking about, I'm mad. I'm mad already. I'm sorry.
It's so
And this means, so now, it's 1 to 3, then it's 3 to 5, right. and then when it gets up to 6 plus, uh-huh. that's when we get nothing.
Right. And you get a weather crawl across all your programs that you're watching throughout the night.
And they're all, and then mark my words, they will all run promos on Friday saying, only Channel 4 correctly right. predicted the snow total. Only Channel 9 correctly predicted the snow total.
And who's the guy? What's the guy's name that we've talked to that's on Channel 7? The weather guy. Is it Jeff Fisher?
Doofus McGillicuddy.
Wait, is it the same? he's doing, did you see him doing the hangdog last night for the entire newscast? Every time they come to him. Yeah, I must tell you that in all my years of predicting, I have never seen a dusting cause this kind of... And then back with the forecast. Now, it was a little longer. Okay, we know you're filled with remorse.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
Carrie.
I'm a Fairfax County school teacher, and I just wanted to tell you, it starts with they're young in Washington, D.C., because yesterday during class, they were up running around looking out the window. I mean, I was losing control with them.
Now, teacher, hold on, teacher. Yeah. These are kids.
Teacher.
And it's just,
the problem is not the children. The problem is the problem is the parents.
Every child, no matter, you know, wherever you are, kind of likes to look at the snow.
But it does all get back to where I thought that babies should not be having babies.
Somewhere there. Absolutely.
People would just knock it off.
Our main issue. true. Our main issue in life.
Babies having babies. Come on, Gary. You can't get mad at the kids for goodness sake.
There's a teacher.
Hello.
Blame the kids.
Matt.
Yes.
Hi.
No less than the Weather Channel is responsible for the most ridiculous overhype on this. Check this out from their forecast summary. The storm, saber-drawn, will charge over the Appalachians tonight, leaving a coating of snow. It says a coating a snow. Then unleash its forces on the mid-Atlantic states in the wee hours of Thursday morning. Buzz should be reading this in his official newsman.
Yeah, no kidding.
Several inches of snow are likely to accumulate by midday in the region from southern Virginia northward into Pennsylvania. Blah, blah, blah. Multi-pronged attack. Sleet, snow, ice, and rain.
Jesus Christ. It's snow, people. It's snow. Put on a heavy jacket. Put on some gloves.
Man.
Get in your car and just drive.
But Don,
yeah.
A storm center holding in reserve today in the Gulf States will take over the campaign tomorrow, developing explosively east of the Virginia Cape during the day.
Oh, Christ. What a mess. Thank you, Matt.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. But that came from the WeatherChannel.com.
Yeah, those slicky boils will be out there. Yeah, the guys you see on the Weather Channel, the guys that I always say to my wife, those are the kind of guys that like go into the bars and go, yeah, I'm on the Weather
Channel.
Well,
you know, you're going to see a lot of tonight. The old sleep deprived guy who is the weather expert.
Yeah, the light bulb head.
Yeah, the guy who looks like
he does the hurricanes.
He looks
right.
Like Ben Stein's money in about 10 years. Ben Stein after he's been in the ground for a few years. Jesus. Chuck.
Oh, God.
Chuck calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, Don.
Mother Chucker.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy? Hey, you know this weather that we're having here is a conspiracy between the weathermen and the supermarkets. You ever
All
notice
right.
up?
Goodbye, Chuck. Thank you. One more
conspiracy. Buddy. One more. Kevin. Yeah.
Not only can people not drive in snow, but now that these idiots have put so much salt and sand down, now people are sliding around in the sand.
All right, thank you, Kevin. As you can hear, I know that we broadcast all around the country, but I've got to tell you, there's no wackier place to be today
right.
than Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because it's just, people are looking for something to latch on to.
So much stuff. Michael Jordan, snowstorm.
Man, it's getting awful cloudy out there.
School closing early when it's sunny outside.
I hear sabers.
Jesus, what a forecast that was.
Ridiculous. So now what they're going to do is they're going to overcompensate for the next storm coming through. That's what
right.
they're doing.
They do that every
listen,
time.
I promise I'll get off this topic. Have you seen the long-range forecast?
Yeah, Sunday also.
Well, yeah. Now they're saying Sunday, mm-hmm. chance of snow. Now, really, if you really look at the real forecast...
They can't. They have no idea.
All they have is one flurry when they do, like, the five-day forecast.
And they really, anybody that's, you know, into weather in any way knows that Sunday, they don't have a clue.
Right.
Anything could happen by Sunday.
But because they're getting you all stirred up
sure.
now,
right.
they want to keep it going. And when they listen, yeah, we're going to get some snow tonight, but look, also the five-day, snow ahead on Sunday.
You ever see those, like, blue and green maps they have on the Weather Channel where basically they'll say, okay, so this is where we'll have snow by Sunday. And, they you know, it goes from Chicago to Caribou, Maine, you know, with no break. You know, like, yeah, this is where we think we're going to have some snow. You know, shut up.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
I love bashing weather people.
Thank you, everybody. You know, that was bad today. Just wait till tomorrow.
Right.
Wait till we actually do or don't get the snow tonight. Then we'll tell you what happens tomorrow.
It has to be 70 degrees tomorrow.
That'll be fun. Toast happy. Hutch toast. Yes.
Yes,
hit me with that.
Yes.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. I challenge Michael Jordan to an IQ test any time.
So now you're not saying that there's a chance. Now you're just doing the full-fledged challenge.
Yeah, I figure I got to be smarter than him.
Is most of this, as I predicted, coming out of just pure jealousy?
Yes. Of course. Please. Look at him. Look at me. Wouldn't you be jealous? Great. I got to go take a pee now and look at me in the mirror. It's not a happy sight.
Sad.
Go wash your hands and look up and see ugly me up there. I should be seeing some beautiful, chiseled, handsome man.
Just remember, you're at the top of your field. Don't forget to
see me, though. Yeah, I'm at the top of the field. Great. Yay for me. I'm a top-rated DJ. Right on. Yeah. Feel good about myself. Let's give away $10,000.
Oh, boy.
Let's try. That'll be the bounty right now.
Right.
For Secret Celebrity Laugh number 2.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000 on the line. It lies straight ahead. Good luck calling through the snowflakes. Telephone number is 1-877-365-3636.
Oh, that doesn't look good out there.
We will take the 100th caller.
This is the Don and Mike. Only one meteorologist in Washington, D.C. made the right prediction. Only one meteorologist. meteorologists in Washington, D.C. said that there would be no measurable snow on the ground. Only one meteorologist had the guts to put his own finger on the line. That one was Don Geronimo. So the next time an April blizzard rears its ugly head, you'll know who to turn to. The Don and Mike Show, working for you.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago when I got pissed off when they were predicting a bunch of snow, and I was positive it wasn't going to snow at all.
That's right. Don's forecast coming up momentarily.
My five-day forecast.
Five-day forecast.
Hey, if you live in Portland, Oregon, it's exactly 1 o'clock. And the local station is KGUY, 1010 Guy Talk, Portland.
Listen, honey, the Don and Mike Show.
I couldn't have a five-day forecast. I can't guarantee I'll be here in 5 days. I give you a five-minute forecast.
Five-minute forecast. What is your five-minute forecast?
Everything's okay, Mike.
Everything's good. Okay, there you go. Take it to the bank.
From now until 4:05.
Excellent.
1:05 if you're on the West Coast. You know what I think? I'm here for work every day. I think I can guarantee you a five-hour forecast.
A five-hour forecast?
My five-hour forecast.
No, the five-hour forecast with Don Geronimo.
Nothing.
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 Followed by partially cloudy nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ain't nothing but a thing. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, you sure are. What's your name?
John.
Hi, Johnny. Where are you calling from?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
John, you are listening on. Quick, give me the station.
WOYK, I believe.
Right on. New York, Pennsylvania. You've won a talking South Park doll, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cables, in demand.
Yeah.
See South Park bigger, longer, and uncut tonight on your local pay-per-view. All right, my friend.
It's 5-hour forecast with Don Geronimo.
Luck of the draw. You will play for $10,000. We've already announced that. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
I am ready.
$10,000.
Wow.
Think of all the snow shovels you can buy.
It's incredible.
Hey, has Bob Ryan done that stupid promotion yet? They got this thing on Channel 4 every year where if you write in a letter
right.
and you predict the day and the hour that we get our first measurable snowfall, this idiot weatherman will come to your house with a solid gold shovel and we'll
spray-painted shovel.
Shovel your driveway.
Retarded. Right after he gives you a copy of his almanac.
Is there anything more ridiculous than the Bob Ryan almanac?
Oh, man. And you called it with the promo that they're running through.
Just tell
with
Mike.
With their team.
You've got to see these promos. And I know they must do this in all the other...
Sure they do. Of course.
And you go, they're at Channel 4 in D.C. When there's bad weather, our weather team steps into action. And they have standing... It's this guy, you know, they're all nerds. Bob Ryan, Dave Jones, Tom Curine. Don't forget, I used to know Tom Curine when he was a disc jockey.
He was a DJ.
When his name was Burger Jeff. Because okay. There was a chain of restaurants called Burger Chef.
Up there like an Untouchables poster.
Right. They've got four of them, and they've got the dramatic lighting in the background.
Right, like snowflakes, I think, going down.
And they're folding their arms. And right. They go, you can trust the Channel 4 weather team.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing he's missing is they ought to put him in Orkin suits. Ridiculous.
So goofy. Just ridiculous. And a Bob Ryan almanac. Please. Toilet paper, that's what I call that.
You know, we've gone to functions with some of the local weather people. I don't know why they hate us. I don't know. I really do think we're the only ones that really do this. I mean, a lot of guys talk about how bad the weather is and how bad the forecasts are. We take it real personally. We go further. We go a lot further than most other people.
Yeah, sure. Look at them. They've disrupted our lives.
Yeah, they have, and they deserve to be punished for it.
Look at the kids didn't get home last night till 11 o'clock from school. Mm-hmm. Who do I blame? Bob Ryan.
And, you know, we used to say, take a finger, you know, chop off a digit for every bad forecast. How about now, for every bad forecast, you're supposed to stand outside in your skivvies. Like, if it's really cold out, you put them in there. You know, if we get, like, a foot of snow and they say we're going to get a dusting, put them out there in a snowbank in their underwear.
You know, they already do that on Channel 9. They already have the weather terror.
Oh, God, is that ridiculous.
They do that in a lot of cities, too.
Right. A bunch of guys, you know, oh, boy, we're really getting in touch with the elements. Let me go stand out in front of our plastic tree.
Yeah, they got a sliding glass door at the back of the news set. And they said the doofus newsman out there in a parka. You know, stand out there with a ruler so you can say, look at 0.3 inches of snow.
Oh, there's a flake.
Back to you, JC. We go to JC. She's adjusting her wig. She had on her King Tut wig last night.
You know the J.C. Hayward on Channel 9?
I think so.
He's as bald as a cue ball.
You just take that wig off and underneath her, you know, all sorts of veins and
Mad
stuff.
Mad Max. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, she takes the wig off and her voice changes, too. You know? All right. Who runs Bartertown?
J.C. does. J.C. Hayward. And she's got that little lisp happening, too.
Yes, yes, she does.
This is J.C. Hayward.
Let's go out on the Weather Terrace.
Let's go to the Topper Shop in the Weather Terrace.
How you doing, Topper?
I'm wearing another one of my many wigs.
Topper's also the one that probably gets angriest at us of all the... He's called the show before when we've been jumping on.
Yeah, Topper the Midge.
Topper the Midget.
Mighty cold out here. Come on, bring that camera down to my level. Come on, please. I'm down here.
Topper Shutt is the second string weatherman on Channel 9. He's seriously about 4 feet tall. I played against him in charity basketball games and stuff. And when he shows up for these charity basketball games,
right.
He's the guy who has knee pads, elbow pads,
sure.
Big-ass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles.
Got a TV career stuff. To protect.
Oh, he's about 3 feet tall.
He's Topper.
The place is going to take a little longer to get to me than they do to get to you.
All right. Hey, listen. We're off on a tangent. Are you ready to go for $10,000?
I'm ready.
Okay, beautiful. Play you the secret celebrity laugh. Right now, we'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Then Mike will sing like either Hank Hill or God. Who will it be today?
Every dumb weatherman. I'll be singing like every dumb weatherman.
Like every dumb weatherman. And then you give me your answer. If you get it right, you win a cool $10,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We wish you...
Speed caller. Name this secret celebrity laugh.
There is the secret celebrity laugh. We don't get a winner by the end of this week. We're going to start with clues. This is worth $10,000. You were singing duh, right?
Duh, yes, I was duh.
For $10,000. Let me say that again. For $10,000.
I almost forgot.
Who is that?
I hope nobody's guessed it yet, so I don't sound stupid, but is it Regis Philbin?
Would you please repeat that?
Regis Philbin.
No.
Weird stuff. Original guess.
Nobody's guessed it, and we thank you, my friend. Remember, every guess is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Thank you. Hold the line, please. Yes, Robbie.
Just want to tell you guys to buckle up. The National Weather Service has just issued a winter storm warning.
I told you he's drinking.
Stafford, Arlington, Prince George, Calvert, Charles, D.C., Prince William, Montgomery, Fauquier, Fairfax, Fairfax City, St. Mary, and King George. It's officially a state of emergency and all across the D.C. area now.
Really?
There's no snow out there. It's not cold enough to be snowing yet. There's a winter storm warning every place you're hearing my voice.
Are you doing this just to be funny, or are you doing this because you think we have to do these announcements?
Well, get the announcement on, but I know that...
I thought we didn't have to do these stupid weather announcements
anymore. We
have
to carry the announcement information for winter storm warnings. But also...
See, that's the problem with Rob. Mm-hmm. Rob is a company man to the end.
No,
he's a
company guy. That's not...
It was up to me. I had to listen. Anybody listening to this station right now, if they want information... On the weather?
They're in trouble.
This is the last station they're going to listen to.
This is the station where we make fun of the people who give you your information.
I'm making fun of the National Weather Service.
And I know that for the longest time, like in the summer, Jesus Christ, whenever there's a thunderstorm, we get like a thunderstorm warning, right. And it makes the light go off in the studio, and Rob would break in during commercials and say, there's a thunderstorm warning. So finally, I just went to Jeremy. And I said, Jeremy, we got to be the only station in town that stops our programming to announce that it's going to rain outside.
I always think also it's confusing when you're doing a syndicated show, too, that we still have to do that. We can't be expected to do that on a syndicated show because there is
room
There is room for confusion there, you know, because, I mean, I know that occasionally cities, certainly, and towns match up across the country. I certainly hope counties don't. I hope there are not similar counties, but I know that there are, you know,
sure
counties like Stafford are probably all over the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just have, it's just weird when, of course, if it's Stafford, Florida.
Well, that's where you get, that's the Rob factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rob couldn't wait until we break for commercials to come in and do it when we have a local break. He had to break in now so that he could officially fill out the log and say that at 4:08 p.m.
Because you're a company man.
He made the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's like whenever we get someone on the phone. Rob is always over here pulling out his card that says, please tell this person they're on the air.
Somebody's got to look out for those things, I suppose.
He lives for that crap.
He lives for it.
He truly does. Well, he's still recovering from his weekend, too. He's, you know, just a wee bit.
So I don't know. Rob, when did the rule change? Because I know I went to Jeremy, and at one point he said, don't bother with, like, weather warnings. Don't worry about it. Don't give them.
There's actually a long list in the back that says what we have to do for certain ones. Now, we don't have to do anything for thunderstorms anymore. I think we can ignore a winter storm watch.
But if it's a warning, we have to air the information. We don't have to.
Did they give any forecast with that, or did they say they just expect it?
Across the little digital thing.
See, did you hear me?
Just a warning.
Did you hear me just now? Did you hear that? We know what that was.
What?
That was me buying into it. That was me getting sucked in like everybody.
Stay cynical, Mike.
Did you see that?
Stay cynical.
I am so embarrassed.
Okay, listen, hold on. I want to do something here before we change topic.
All right.
I want to call my house. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try an experiment with my son. I hope he's not listening to the show right
Very
now.
Good.
He could be doing his schoolwork or something else.
Mm-hmm.
My kid has got this thing now when he answers the phone. I want you to notice how he answers the phone. He'll answer it like this.
Hello? Oh, man, I've noticed that before.
Well, that's put on.
Right?
That's put on. When he answers the phone, he's convinced, and anybody with a teenager knows this, whenever the phone rings... He immediately jumps up. We could be having dinner.
Yeah.
We can be watching TV, playing a game.
Phone's
whatever.
His property now.
Yeah. He's got to answer the phone. And because there's a chance that it would be one of his friends or a girl calling.
He wants to make it, he wants to sound as macho as possible.
Hello? Hello?
Then when he knows it's you, he'll go back into his normal voice.
Yeah. So I busted him on it yesterday. I called him a couple times yesterday. Hello? So just watch. I hope he's not listening. He shouldn't be.
Hello?
Oh, come on. You're doing that on purpose.
What?
Oh, you're such a faker.
What the?
Oh, man.
Were you sleeping?
Yes.
I was homesick from school today.
Oh, he was sleeping.
He came home with you halfway through the day.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was just telling everybody about...
Hello?
Can you answer the phone the way you do when you, you know, when you have a real deep voice?
I just did answer the phone. I usually do.
No, come on. You know what you do.
Hello?
Hello?
I was sleeping.
Hello?
Hello?
Coffee?
There we got it out.
You're not sleeping.
Dad, I promise I was.
All right. All right, just give me one more of those fake hellos, though.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. All right, we'll go back to sleep.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he's still got a touch of the flu.
Yeah, I'll say everybody's getting sick. And, their local news tried to make us panic about that, too. All right.
I got that call today, too, about 11 o'clock. Hi, it's the school. Say your son has just thrown up all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, be right there. Be right there.
Oh,
hello.
Man.
Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Linda. This is Ward Cleaver. You come down with something.
Unexpected, Wally.
Real unexpected-like.
Hey, what can we do for you?
Hi, I wanted a call from my husband. He wanted me to ask you guys to have another hairy ass contest. Because he missed the last one.
Honey, we just had one last week.
I know, I understand. He just asked me to call because I'm home from work today. Because he has the hairiest ass in the world. And he wants to...
I guarantee, no matter how hairy your husband's ass is, he couldn't be hairier than the guy's ass who won the contest last
That's
week.
True.
I know, no, I can't find that possible because, I mean, if you could see it, and I don't think you even really want to, but it's...
You know, do you remember the movie Star Wars and the character Chewbacca?
Yes.
That's what our winner's ass looked like.
Yeah, like Bigfoot. It was astonishing.
Well, that's what my husband's ass looks like. I love him, but that's what it looks like.
Okay, well then, honey, you should buy yourself a pair of tweezers or something.
All right.
You sound like you have hottie potential, though. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Someone told me I look like Joan Chen.
Joan Chen.
Joan Chen, who's that?
She is an Asian actress who I've seen in... I've seen her in certain
Twin Peaks,
movies.
I think she was
Twin Peaks, and she was also in The Last Emperor, I believe.
Right. Ah, that means you must be flat.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You hardly ever see Asian chicks who really are stacked unless they've had some kind of work done.
I think there's some Asian porno stars that are but they probably have the
fake. Yeah, they all have the fake boobs, though. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Yes, you're talking with us right now. Hello. Oh, Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I just got tired of waiting for that guy to figure out he was talking to us. Hello, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
All right, I was calling to see, did y'all see that show on that TJ that was getting boned by that 13-year-old kid?
Oh, I wanted to watch that, and I forgot to watch that.
No, that was on last night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it came on at 8 o'clock.
Man, I wanted to watch. Was it any good?
Yeah, it was good. Pretty good. Well, my question was, Don, how would you feel if that was Bart, and he was boning that teacher? Yeah.
More power to him.
Come on, listen, I've talked about this before. That's the great double standard of our time. If it was a male teacher and a 13-year-old girl,
oh boy,
that guy would be hung from the highest rafters. But because it's a girl, a lady teacher, doing it with a boy, there's a certain segment of the society that says, well...
You know, all the males out there that kind of remember, you know, their hormones from those days are kind of going, well, you know, if the opportunity was there for the kids.
I had a couple teachers I wouldn't mind doing.
Oh, so, yeah, I think everybody did.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Now you got the memory banks, you know, going back. There were plenty I wouldn't, though.
What did I watch last night? Oh, I watched the Millionaire Show last night because the guy won the $1 million.
Right.
I like the fact that they didn't announce in advance that the guy was going to win $1 million.
He was actually more down to earth than the last guy, right? He wasn't as much of an a-hole as the first guy.
Yeah, actually made it rather viewable last night. Even though I keep saying how sick I am of that show,
right?
I'm like a moth to the flame that every night when it's on, man, I turn it on, and this guy got on a roll last night.
I think the show's worth watching simply for when they go to a lifeline to see Regis look directly into the camera. That's my favorite look that he has.
Was the obvious edit?
Yeah, with his eyebrows up in the air, you know. Hello, is this Timmy? Regis Philbin from ABC, who wants to be a millionaire.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Did Leah ever tell you she was on Friends?
Turn your radio down, please. No, but I will tell you that...
Hold on a second.
2 days ago...
Friends.
Turn that down, please.
I did.
2 days ago, someone told us that Leah Remini was featured in an episode of Friends where she was in
a... It was just on last night.
Yeah, she was in the hospital, right?
Yeah, she was pregnant. She had a baby. Joey helped her out.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
No, we didn't know that. We think she's calling today.
And by the way, nipple!
Oh, come on.
You knew that was coming from that ruffian.
Come on, nipple guy. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. I like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Yeah. Over.
Yeah.
Roger.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go now.
All right, everybody, get ready for a great call.
This must be Don and Mike.
Has been all along.
All along?
Yep.
Oh, I'm waiting for the crickets.
Hello, Belle.
Hi.
Is that your name, Belle?
Yes.
From Beauty and the Beast?
No. It's short for Ma Belle.
Ma Belle.
Belle. Hi, Belle. You have your own sound effect now, Belle.
You got many sound effects.
Isn't that exciting?
Hi, Belle's on the line. We're talking to Belle.
Been laughing my head off. I've got to tell you why they're shutting down the government, or they're going to, because we have, and why they all go crazy over the SNP. You know how they go crazy because there's a three-quarters of
the I'm having trouble hearing you over the bells.
We have nothing but government wusses. They can't go to work if it's a quarter inch of snow. Don't you understand?
Oh, I see what you're saying, Belle.
What?
Where's Belle?
Belle?
Hey, Belle.
Anybody realize we're talking to Belle?
You guys are crazy.
We gotta get this started. We get on one gag, we're gonna run it in the ground.
You've been in this mood all day. I've been laughing my head off. You have to get it out of your system.
Is there anything else you wanted to say, Belle?
No.
Oh, man, I can't, I talk to you, but I can't stop that ringing in my ears.
Belle. I want to inhale whatever it is you guys are inhaling.
Oh, my, we're talking to Belle.
Hey, at least it's nice to know I have my own family.
You do. You get, more than one, I might add.
That's the kind of person I am. I'm versatile.
Oh, man.
All I wanted to do was just to tell you guys it's because Washington is run by government flunkies. They can't work under those terrible conditions. Sunshine,
right.
A quarter of an inch.
Right. What was your name again? What was your name?
It's actually Mabel, but it's easier just for your purposes. There's no way they can write how it's pronounced properly.
What's easier for our purposes?
To write Bell.
Bell. Okay, Bell, gotcha.
Oh,
The doorbell.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite, too. And that came in a little late for the party, and I like that even better.
That's probably why. It's
special.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Belle.
Bye, bye, Belle.
Okay. Okay, man. All right. Thank you, everybody.
What?
Thank you.
We put them both in bridge stand now.
So oops. What's she doing there?
I'm just having trouble breathing.
Hello, Laura.
Yes, I was watching the Roseanne show yesterday evening, and Leah Remini was on it, and she was with her mother, and her mother is a dead ringer for her.
No, she's not.
Oh, no. What are you looking at?
No, she looks just like her. Same eyes, same...
Leah Remini's mom? No way. I'll tell you, though, I was just watching a tape of Leah on the Roseanne show before we came in today. That's where we have the new intro of Roseanne Barr introducing Leah.
Right.
We spent a lot of time with Leah's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Leah must be adopted.
Oh!
That's all I can say.
You can't see the resemblance in the eyes, the nose?
The resemblance?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Oh, well, I thought she was a dear woman. But, you know,
I'm not saying she's not a dear woman.
I agree with you there, dear.
But we're going to think how much is that doggy in the window?
The one with the waggedy tail.
I can tell you something real funny. Did you watch the whole Roseanne show or just Leah's part?
No, I just watched 2 seconds of it in the production room.
I had never seen the program before, and apparently what one of her sidekicks does is finds like celebrity lookalikes in the audience, and one of their bits is, who's famous in the audience today? And one of the guys he said was Gene Wilder.
It was her father.
It was the father.
Oh, really?
Oh,
he was
that's
right
great.
There. It was so funny.
Oh, and have you seen Roseanne's new hair? Roseanne has the coffee cake hair now cut short. She looks like Linda Tripp now.
Does she really?
Yeah, Roseanne.
So gone are the jet black locks?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, coffee cake hair.
Oh, man.
Hey, Maura.
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
I'm calling because I saw the funniest thing this morning. It made my day. I was watching the news here out in D.C., and on the morning weather, they had someone out in the Beltway doing the weather report showing how there's nothing there.
And what's your name again?
Maura.
And I'll say this. Those are some sick people. Mentally sick.
Jim Maura.
Okay. Jim Maura.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's a football reference.
Okay, what, Maura?
Okay, so anyways, they were out there on the Beltway, and they said, oh, tell us about your weather experiment you did in the newsroom to her. Well, I took a boiling glass of hot water, and I threw it up in the air to test vapor. And they said, well, what happened? She goes, just fall on the ground. And then we had a big ice puddle here.
Okay, thank you, Maura.
I thought it was a lovely story.
She told us so well. Jim!
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Mad Turk. Shout-out!
That's not the usual shout-out guy.
Different shout-out guy. Absolutely. One more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, do you guys know I got stuck in all that traffic yesterday?
Oh, boy, that had to be tough, Sam.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was sitting there in the car in traffic, and suddenly I had to go to the bathroom, and it was just terrible. Luckily, I brought my Tupperware with me, and I had some old rags in the back of my car, and I had to do my duty right there.
Oh, man, you went number two?
Oh, I tell you, Don and Mike, it was terrible. Luckily, you know, we were sitting there in traffic, and I just threw it right out the window, and some dog in the car behind me started barking, and I tell you, Don and Mike, it was terrible.
So I guess that car next to you when you threw your duty out the window.
Yeah, that guy sure came up on the short end of the stick.
This is Sam.
Okay, all right.
Let's take this as constructive criticism. Another very weak call. I believe.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, Sam. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Didn't we have a counseling session with him at intervention the last time he called?
Yeah, and you crushed him there because the last time he called, he had nothing prepared, and he had prepared that piece of comedy, and I think he's just got to, you know, elevate his game a little bit.
Keep trying. We'll be back with more right after this.
He's the dog.
We would like to become a radio and a disc jockey.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Continuing to broadcast under the Line One regime, the Don and Mike Show.
Right on. So, Buzz, the thing with Michael Jordan, is this done now?
No, it isn't. I get the impression that Michael Jordan is waiting for the 5 o'clock news to start. The cameras have been on at that news conference. What was it supposed to start, about 4 o'clock?
They have 4 o'clock news. Everybody does 4 o'clock news except Channel 7.
He's waiting for the big audience, I think, because he hasn't walked out in front of the cameras yet.
Gotcha.
In this town, in all seriousness, if he waits too long, he might get bumped, right around that. He'll be involved in that snow cover.
No,
he's going to be passionate.
Rob and I were already discussing that during the break. The lead story tonight.
Right.
is the weather.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
matter what.
Yeah,
even, if,
right.
even if they got to do it like this. Bad weather, we're going to get snow, it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to that in a moment.
Yeah.
Our other big story
sure.
is that Michael Jordan is the new Pope.
Right.
You think he's really waiting, though, to you know, get more of a primetime press conference?
That's just a guess on my part. No explanation has been given for why he didn't walk out in front of the cameras on time at 4 o'clock.
Maybe he couldn't find his way there.
Oh, God.
You know, I'm not saying nothing. But, you know.
And by the way, you miss it. Channel 4 storm coverage, they had a reporter at a giant supermarket, and they asked a lady what she was stocking up for the big storm, and she said a turkey breast, potato chips, and nachos.
Nachos?
Nachos, yeah.
Nachos.
Or as you may know them, nachos.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
Nachos.
Yeah, these are good nachos. Listen, there's something in today's USA Today. It's very rare that Rudy Martsky, our compadre, writes anything that's actually newsworthy or controversial in his column.
This is.
But listen to this. Rudy devotes his, virtually his entire column in USA Today,
right.
today, to cutting down Pat Summerall.
Yeah, really, wow. really putting it to Pat Summerall.
Stuff that we've alluded to for a long time on this show.
Sure.
I know people have called in and chimed in. Listen to this. Rudy starts off his column today writing that Dick Enberg was hired at CBS.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a new commentator on football.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rudy writes that maybe Dick Enberg should have been hired by Fox. Because if Dick Enberg was hired by Fox, he could start working with John Madden.
Yeah, I mean, that's he's coming right out and saying it.
Wow. So here's what Rudy writes. Enberg's new address might have been Fox if network officials had figured it was time to seriously search for a successor to Summerall, age 69. Enberg and Madden are in their mid-60s, with each regarded at the top of his profession. Replacing Summerall, who has a guaranteed year left on his contract, with Enberg would not be stepping down in class. But even though the highly respected Summerall's performance had dipped in recent years, the close relationship between Madden and Summerall caused Fox to delay a search for a new partner. Summerall's numerous errors on Sunday's Minnesota playoff telecast, when viewers were intently watching the entire telecast, raised concerns about the much-decorated announcer's capabilities. He got the score wrong 3 times,
mm-hmm.
called the 2-point conversion pass a touchdown, and mistook a Vikings assistant for head coach Denny Green. The amount of Summerall's miscues stunned fans, causing sports talk show hosts to discuss whether he should retire. Fox officials didn't like to hear that CNN had an online poll of the most overrated football announcing teams. Summerall and Madden were named number one.
Mm, yeah, that's really surprising.
Madden, as strong as any analyst on the weekend four games, should never be at the top of a list of the most overrated announcers.
Right.
Summerall's fall, unfortunately, has affected Madden, who often politely corrects his friend and partner.
Which he does.
That, listen, it's very rare that I'm going to say this about Rudy. Somebody get a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy is right on the money with this.
And Rudy, you know, Rudy's the guy that rubs shoulders with these guys, so it takes a lot for Rudy to write a column like this.
Let me see. Fox officials could allow Summerall to complete 2 more seasons with Madden and go out after the 2002 Super Bowl. But if he continues the pace of his miscues, he'll erase much of the legend of greatness he has built in nearly 4 decades.
True. And you were surprised to read that from Rudy.
Oh,
Rudy
very much.
Rudy doesn't normally write that like that.
No, I mean. Rudy just pretty much does ass-kissing stuff. He always, he covers his ass. Rudy's ass is always covered in these columns.
And with I got a different idea on this. I'm wondering, with this, do you think Rudy might know something that nobody else knows, and that maybe the wheels are already in motion about this Pat Summerall thing? It just, I always seem to think Rudy writes when stuff happens, and normally you can read between the lines
right.
and know that something's going to happen. You
yeah,
know?
I think so. You know what? If, Charlie, do get Jim Nantz on the line right now. As long as we are talking about football,
mm-hmm.
We had a bet with Nancy this weekend.
Right.
And as it turns out, it was a tie.
Right.
So we're going to have to bet Nancy on the games this weekend.
Yeah, the championship games.
To break the tie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get straight on this before we get him on the phone.
Okay.
We both take St. Louis over Tampa Bay, right?
That is correct.
Okay, but the other game.
We got to flip a coin.
I implore you to take Tennessee. I implore you. What would it take to get you to take Tennessee?
You know, in the spirit of unity and in the spirit of the bet with Nancy, you don't have to implore me. I'll go along with you on that one in totality. But
unless he wants
to take the wind out of my sails a little bit, because I was kind of looking forward to watching the games. But then it'll be, I guess, a positive thing, you know, either way. I'll
well,
know
you've
that,
got Jacksonville in the pie in the face bet that we already have.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll be... I win either way, I suppose. You know, unless, of course, Nancy decides to do something foolish and, you know, and bet against St. Louis.
All right, well, let's take Nancy. There's no way he's going to pick Tampa Bay. Nancy on six? All right, here he is now, everybody. Host of the NFL Today. And we like this guy. He's really come around.
Absolutely.
Well, it's very, very time limited. He's on the line now. We were just talking about the demise of Pat Summerall. Here now is...
Oh, now, don't get me in that discussion.
No, no, no.
My mentor.
I'm just telling you, I'm reading Rudy's column today.
I didn't read it yet.
Well, he says some bad stuff about Pat Summerall, but Jim, don't worry about it. You're 40 years away from that.
We want to talk about football.
You're a young, vibrant man on top of your field.
Absolutely. Call me Jim Tampa Bay Nance.
You there's no way you're taking Tampa Bay this weekend.
You're right about that.
Boy, I tell you, we got excited for a second.
Yeah, I know you did. Can you believe how pitiful we were last week?
Yes, we ended up tied.
1-3. Unbelievable.
Picked the games last weekend with money to going to different charities.
I tell you, though, I got to ask you about old Miami. I mean, because you were the Miami man.
Well, I had picked them the week before. I was the only guy in America who picked them as an underdog at Seattle, and I just was trying to ride it. I didn't feel real comfortable. I told you guys that, even on the air.
That's right. But I saw you on your show. You were very comfortable.
Well, you know, you got to try to act like you have some conviction when you say something on television. But I was getting a little nervous about that pick as game time neared. But I decided, you know what? If Miami makes it to the Super Bowl, I can lay claim to being the only guy in the country who says it's going to happen. And obviously, I missed by just that much.
That's the way you got to play it sometimes.
No, absolutely. And you know what? I've got two winners for you this week, though.
Hey, listen, you guys, before we get to the games, you guys really got gypped out of your time on Sunday.
Well, thanks for noticing. You know, we had a basketball game run into overtime and basically left us about a seven-minute show.
Yeah, you know, the other game was over. The early game was over. St. Louis had that game one when they were up by 30 points. Right. So about 3:30, I started flipping around. I go, hey, you know, I want to see our buddy Jim Nancy. And I turn on, at first, there were two basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
They had to finish a one game, and then that game is over.
That's right. You got the UConn-St. John's game, which was a big upset. Number two went down, and we then folded that audience over to the Michigan-Illinois game, and as rotten luck would have it, it went to overtime.
Yeah, Jim, how come they don't just leave that game on in the markets where they care about those teams, and how come they didn't go to the NFL show?
I can answer that in one word. Heidi.
The Heidi.
Somebody screwed up, right?
You never want to leave a game in progress.
Never want to leave a game, especially if you've made the commitment to shifting everybody to it. And, you know, you can imagine how many people would be upset if you pulled them out of a game to not go to another game, but to go to a pregame show.
No, you can.
That wouldn't work.
You can also understand how many people like myself. I mean, I was ready for the Indianapolis-Tennessee game, and I'm ready to see some crap about that game, and I turn it on, and it's like overtime with Michigan again.
Yeah, it could have gone to double OT, and then there would have really been some tough decision-making around there.
Hey, Nancy, hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on.
I have another ego to massage.
Oh, okay.
Just a moment. We have dueling celebrities.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, baby. Baby my ass.
This is, I believe, Kevin James, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
Oh, I thought it was Leah.
This is Kevin James.
I got Leah here.
Hey, hi, Kevin.
What a surprise.
She's in a glad bag.
She's in a glad bag. What a dilemma we have right now. We have Jim Nance.
Hold on.
The great Jim Nance.
Let me get rid of Jim Nance. Hold on.
You want to put them both on together? Yes. Oh, Kevin's a big sports fan.
Hey, listen.
I got to introduce Kevin at our CBS affiliates meeting this year. He did a magnificent stand-up routine before all the people out there.
Yeah, he's sugarcoating it. It sucked.
No,
it was rough.
No, come on, Kevin. You know how many times, too, during the year I get to promote Monday night on CBS?
I know, he does a great job.
Hey, Nancy.
I was doing great, Kevin. I was just doing an American Airlines video the other day, and you know, you got a very prominent place on every single flight on American with that.
Yeah, they really pumped the show there, which is nice.
They do a nice job. I know you've done that, hosted that.
I on American.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, you've
welcome to Ask Kiss 101.
I just did March.
I saw you.
So,
all right.
We're going to get some football picks here, Kevin. And you know what? I'm recruiting Kevin to my side.
Now, here we go. Jim, let's pick these games now because, frankly, we have bigger fish to fry with Kevin James.
Hey, I understand. You know, you can dump us just a sports slouch for some primetime celebrity. That's okay.
Yeah, Jim,
my feelings aren't bruised.
This is about our fledgling TV career.
Just don't call me again.
Jim, understand, it's not often that I get to say to somebody on the show, we have a bigger name on the other one.
You said to me.
All right, let's pick these games very quickly. Nancy, first game. And this is for money, Kevin. That's why we picked
it. Yeah, this is for $500, Kevin.
Okay,
so the first game is Tampa Bay and St. Louis.
St. Louis.
We like St. Louis, too.
All right, we agree.
So let's go to
you agree with that, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. The second game, we'll let you go first, Nancy, and then we'll decide which way we go. Who do you like?
Well, Kevin, since I've recruited you, I just want you to know I really love Jacksonville here. I will be at the game, and if it means I have to run off the set and run down onto the field and do something drastic to make sure Jacksonville wins so I don't have to pay off this bet, I will do that.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about it. I think Jacksonville all the way.
I hear you. Right, Jacksonville.
And we take Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Oh, that's what we wanted.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted. Mike didn't want that.
Man,
that was my
move. I can't believe that is a high choice. That there.
Oh, boy.
Hey, all Kevin, right. Thanks for only validating my pick there. That's
no, it's believe me. I'm telling you, those guys are in trouble.
They're in big trouble. Guys, we'll talk next week, and I'll tell you where you can send the money.
Nancy, yeah. We will talk to you next week.
We'll break that tie this weekend.
Have a great show. Thank
all
you, Jimbo.
All Donna, Mike. Kevin, we'll keep
good
it going.
Good to see Jim.
All right, hold on. Let me separate these guys for
that's
a second.
That's Jim Nance.
And Kevin James.
And Kevin James.
We hardly ever get anybody famous on this show.
I know, and then
and they both call at the same goddamn time.
Amazing.
And furthermore, Broyhill came in and gave me a card that says it's Leah on line 3, so I go with my hey baby, and it's Kevin.
It's Kevin. We got to get right back. He's the boss.
I feel so gay. Hi, baby.
What's going on, sweetie?
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin James, of course.
Yay. Kevin, long time no chat. How you been?
Good. Busy. Been busy.
Yeah, busy, Mr. Top 10, Top 15 ratings.
Top 10, no. But, hey, we had our highest ratings last week. What happened?
Oh, no. Are you going to talk about the millionaire?
Well, we were getting crushed by that, but that's expected.
No, you're not. If you look,
no, we held our own against it, but... They still crushed us.
No, if you look at the numbers, you guys are the only night of the week.
That's right.
That the Millionaire Show in direct competition wasn't a steamroller.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you really are holding your own against that juggernaut.
Seven of the top 10 spots, though, or something like that.
Right. But not the Monday night spot. I mean, it was in the top 10, but it was the lowest rated of the night.
Oh, good, good. At least we take a little piece of the action.
Well, you're doing great.
So how are you guys doing?
We're doing. Okay.
We're okay, Kevin.
We're okay, Kev.
Back here, we're just radio guys.
Yeah, just radio guys and TV guys. Come
you
on.
Know what we thought when we watched your show Monday night, the episode where you had all your old high school buddies over?
Yeah.
Boy, did we think that would have been perfect for us.
You know,
you guys would be perfect in that.
A couple of fat guys like us.
Yeah, you know, walking in, you know, the line of the one guy that comes in, hey, nice house.
Oh, you like that?
Simple, no acting, just skill really required.
You know?
Kevin.
What? Oh, wait, hold on. All right, go ahead. We're back. But anyway, let me talk to you for a minute.
All right.
I know. Would you have to go do something?
Well, we're rehearsing now. We got to shoot a show this week.
I liked your show this week when you were yelling at the school kids in the back of the bus. I thought
did you like
terrific.
That?
Yes, I did.
They make fun of me and it turns and it gets ugly?
When you threaten violence and act angry, I laugh at that show more than I truly enjoy that.
So listen, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did Leah speak to you on our behalf?
Did Leah speak to you, me, on my behalf?
Did Leah speak to you on our behalf?
On Don and Mike's behalf, about anything coming up in the future. Did she mention anything?
Oh, yeah, she said that you guys have an idea or something like that for an episode.
Yes,
yeah.
No?
Yes, but she should have told you.
She was supposed
she
to give
tell
you...
me the idea yet.
Oh,
see,
okay.
She was supposed to give you more information. You
see,
know?
We don't.
So it's all the fact that we had such a great time the first time we were out there, and you treated us so wonderfully. And you know, frankly, we've never had a better time.
The one where the guy wins a radio thing?
Yes.
You guys pitched that to me.
Yeah. Yes. Well, now listen.
We pitched it to you. We think it would be wonderful.
We felt that when we were on your show in our brief walk on this past fall. We got screwed to show you the opportunity that our listeners could bring you because, you know, they put you guys on against the stupid Millionaire Show.
Yeah.
But now there's no more Millionaire Show on Monday night.
And let me tell you something. If we had just a line or two, I mean, if you think we brought promotion to your show prior to our little extra deal, we'd just go nuts.
So I'm telling you, we'll put you back on.
So Jerry is sitting around, and he listens, you know, listening to the radio. Whatever. This was our thought. He's listening to the radio, and all of a sudden, he gets a call.
Right.
And he's awesome. We say, like, you know, what's the phrase that pays? And he says, you know, whatever he said, whatever you write for him.
You know, even if we're just sitting there on the one end, and you know, it shows us just saying, hey, you've won $10,000 or whatever, or you've won the automobile. Even if it's a
right.
fancy like sports car that he'd look really stupid in.
Right.
You know, whatever. We, you know, we leave the funny stuff to you.
That's your job. I mean, you do
okay.
that with all your
okay.
writers and stuff. But boy,
I'm with
you. You know, we think it would be funny, you know, it'd just be a good idea.
I like it. I like it as a B story, which is the second story, the small story, which could be a very funny thing with it.
Absolutely. The small story within the big story.
We would,
yeah.
I think the B story, I like that TV talk. The B story,
that's
Kevin.
That's TV chat to you.
That's what we were thinking.
Well, if you could think of that sometime around, you know, your next important rating sweep.
Yeah.
We'd
love it.
We'd be there in a heartbeat.
And sure? Are you going to come back in?
Yes. Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. I will pitch it to them. We'll work it out, and we'll do something with that. We'll definitely have you back on. I'll give you my word.
Oh, God bless
you,
Kevin James.
I got to run and go do work now.
All right, go.
You guys are the best.
Go do work.
And you guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thank
you, Kevin.
Thank you.
The chat.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
All right. She did it for us.
Well, she opened the door. We did it.
Yeah. She opened the door, though. We needed that. You know we needed that.
All right. We got that on tape, right?
Yes, you did.
Kevin committing to that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
No, you're right, though. I mean, we never have celebrities on the show, and then we get two at the same time.
At the same time, and they both start kissing each other's ass.
Oh, Kevin, you're so funny. You're so great. Well, Jim, you do a great job on the NFL.
But, you know, and now we're going to go 3 months without having another celebrity on this show. Because that's the way this show goes, Buzz.
That's right.
Frankly, celebrities bore me, to be honest with you. We do get pitched guests.
Right.
And most of them we throw back because we say, what the hell are we going to say to,
right.
to, you know, what's her name?
And, you know, Kevin, I'm comfortable with our relationship with Kevin. I like it. You know, he likes to be on and gone, but he's willing to go along with all this.
All right, good. So we have that on tape, correct?
Yes.
We're not too insecure.
We play ourselves.
I know.
That the Jerry Stiller wins a radio contest on our radio show.
That's right.
Beautiful.
You know, all it has to do is, you know, be us on one end say, telling him he won the contest. And then they, you know, let Stiller do what he's paid to do.
And you know what? We wouldn't even have to be seen except, like, from the shoulders up.
Absolutely.
Just us, like we are right now.
I mean, it would be perfect for them, and it would be easy for us.
Mike, we'd be the B-plot.
B-story.
B-story's fine.
B-story.
Let me work our way.
That's showbiz talk, everybody, the B-story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, you know,
slowly we work our way into the semi-regular role.
Sure. And then, of course, the eventual spinoff.
Yes. You know, Kevin James presents The World of Don and Mike.
World of Don. And that, of course, would be the only title we'd settle for. The World of Don and Mike.
Spinning.
It would have to spin into the picture. And then, of course, we walk down the street holding hands. It's like Laverne and Shirley.
It would be the exact same intro. Except me and you. Schlemiel.
Schlemiel.
Hostel Pepper Incorporated.
Do, 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 do.
All right, well, very good celebrity-laden break that was with Kevin James and with Nancy.
Nancy, which you, I believe you set an all-time record for calling him Nancy. Something, you know, until he mentions it, you're going to continue to do it.
No,
you know.
It's meant.
Yeah.
It's meant.
You know, right, you know how it's meant, Mike.
Sure.
I have to tell you.
We'll be back in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Mel will let me have a right across the puss.
Stay tuned for your chance to win up to $10,000 by naming the Secret Celebrity Laugh, only on The Don and Mike Show.
Dad?
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that it gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
Oh, Linda? This is Ward Cleaver.
Working great, Beav. If you live in Seattle, Washington, local time, almost 2 p.m. in Seattle, at the Pacific Northwest, you hear this show every day. The whole show on KRKO.
They're smart. They're funny. They're just not quite as handsome as Mikey Rocket, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
All right, listen, we have a big edition of Match Game 2000.
Oh, boy.
We're going to be playing that in a couple of seconds. Give me a chance to win some dough. We're just talking with Robbie, and I figured that if Leah Remini calls in the middle of Match Game, as I'm sure she will, because that's how it always goes, we wait for her to call, and then we do something else, and she calls.
We really get rolling on something.
We'll just have her play Match Game.
I think that's a great idea.
Just let her play.
Yeah, if she wants to. I think that's great, and she will want to.
So we'll do that in just a moment. First, something from the wacky story file.
Yes.
Robbie, we need some wacky story file music.
Wah, 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 wah.
Very rare that we get a new wacky story. We've got one for you today, okay? This is wacky, and this is also pathetic. On the Today Show in the last year, every time a guest came on the Today Show, they had a guest book, and they had all these celebrities sign this guest book. And then to raise money for charity, they put this book with celebrity signatures up on eBay.
What a great item. It would be true, like all those autographs in it.
You. He's jiving, you know it.
Well, for a collector.
Okay, well, let's say you're a collector.
Yes.
How much would you pay for a book that was autographed by all of the lame celebrities who were on the Today Show in the last year?
Man, that's tough. I mean, it depends on, you know, who was in there, but I'd say...
Well, let's say, you know, I'm sure that they had...
I'd probably go up as high as $1,000.
They probably had President Clinton on. I'm sure they had President Clinton. They had Mrs. Clinton.
Right.
I know they had by Michael Jordan. Probably every newsmaker of the year was in that book.
Probably $1,000.
All right, then... I'm glad you said that. This is why we've selected these people as our losers in the wacky story file. Because Jenny and Bob Cohen of Colorado paid $135,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow. For this book.
Jeez Louise.
$135,000.
Man, I'd like to know the celebrities that were in that book.
Hey, for that money, those celebrities better come over and give me manual release.
there better be
some oral involved.
That's pretty incredible.
Please. Katie Couric should come over.
Hello, Katie.
For $135,000, we're going to call them now.
Yeah, but, you know, not all the celebrities were, like, in the studio, you know. They're, when you think of all the interviews they do.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Cohen residence?
Cowan,
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the radio right now doing a national radio show. We wanted to call the lucky couple who bought the Today Show book. How are you today?
I'm great.
Honey, where'd you get $135,000 to buy a book?
It was just laying around somewhere, and, you know.
Are you guys collectible people?
Nobody wants to collect us yet, but... No, we sold our company a couple of years ago and have started a foundation that supports educational and medical causes. And we thought that this was kind of an interesting opportunity to use the book to teach school children about the people that made the end of the 20th century what it was, and to have... It benefit a medical cause at the same time.
What are the biggest names in the book?
There's Bill Cosby, there's Tom Hanks, there's Tim Allen, Billy Graham, Julie Andrews, Muhammad Ali, the entire women's soccer team. What category do you want?
Well, you know, we see here that all the money from this auction went to charity, which is great. The only reason we were really calling is to find out
if you got your money's, if you feel you like know, you got your money's worth
for $135,000.
Wow.
Jeez, I mean, Katie Couric better come cook me dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, Katie Couric was the sweetest woman on the face of the earth when we came to the Today Show. I tell you, I have always admired her as a newscaster and as just a genuine human being.
We know, she's from Washington, D.C. We actually know Katie.
Yeah.
Did she mention us at all, Don and Mike?
A couple of times.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
$135,000. $135,000.
And it's all for a good cause, right?
Are you guys rich? Where do you live, out by Aspen or something?
Oh, heavens no. We live in a little town in Colorado of about 10,000 people. We're not people that have been rich forever. I'm not sure that...
How long have you been rich, though?
How long have I been rich?
I mean, you got to be rich to spend $135,000 for an autograph book.
Well, you have to have put a lot of money into a charitable foundation that wants to do something interesting with those charitable dollars.
Wait a minute,
that sure means you're rich.
You mean you use some charity money to buy this book?
Yeah, absolutely, because all the money went to charity. And then we can use this as a way to help us raise more money as we go around and make people aware of the kinds of things we're trying.
Will you eventually auction the book off yourself for your foundation?
I don't think so. It's too great of an item.
Good luck finding some other sucker to pay $135 grand for it.
Business taking it around to a lot of people. There's a number of people that want to see it. There's a number of people that are interested in the Performing Arts Center that we're trying to build here in our community.
I won't say this to her face.
Probably the largest.
I'd be pissed if I had donated money to some charity that they used $135,000 to buy a celebrity book.
People know more and more about those kinds of things that helps draw the money into the projects we're supporting. While we're not looking to sell the book to make more money, we're looking to promote the book and show the book, and in the process, let everyone know the kinds of charities that we're supporting and hope that they support those as well.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Say hi to the lady who spent all that money. Congratulations.
Okay.
Enjoy your book.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God, it's tough to argue with people when they, you know, they throw that charity in
there.
You're not familiar with what's going on.
It doesn't matter what the charity is.
Mm-hmm.
What those people have done is take money that other people have donated to what they thought was a worthy cause. I would be so pissed if I gave $100, $1,000 to a charity.
Right.
And I found out that bitch took $135,000 that people have donated to buy a book that the soccer team signed.
You don't like the book.
No, I mean, I've got nothing against the book.
Right.
And I thought it was a wacky angle that someone would spend $135,000. But
right.
Guess what? She didn't spend her own money. She spent $135,000 of some charity's money.
That's right. And she did.
That is a pisser.
She has the book.
That's a pisser. I got news for you, honey. Piss.
I'll tell you something. Yeah. I have donated money, whatever that charity is.
I have the Don and Mike book. And, well, what category are you looking for? Men that bathe in paper? Yes, the late Tiny Tim.
How would you like to be at the board meeting for that charity?
Mm-hmm.
What's new on the charity front? I see. Oh, we have got $135,000 in the coffer. We've really done great. Oh, no. We forgot to bring this up at the last minutes of the meeting. We spent the $135,000.
Autograph book.
But look it. We have Tim Allen's autograph. Now we can take this to schools and show it to children.
We bought these magic beans.
I would strangle that bitch. I swear to God I would. With charity money. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, congratulations.
Who's that gentleman? Who's the angry gentleman at the back of the room? Hey!
Well,
did he use the word bitch?
My God!
Imagine that.
Spending other people's money on that book.
I tell you.
I'm coming in here, though. We're bringing a book in here. I'm bringing a book. You know like Leno does when he has...
Sign the wall?
Yeah. I hate that. When he has people sign the CDs, I always hate that when Jay Leno does that. Like when I have Garth Brooks come out and at the very end when he said, thanks for being on the show, and you see him whip out his little CD.
Can you sign this for me?
Will you sign this for me? Sign good. There we are.
Have you seen also behind the wall of the Tonight Show?
Right.
He has a big spot where he has all the celebrities sign the wall.
I hope he uses that stuff for a good cause as opposed to, you know, but I don't think so. You picture, like, you go into Jay's house.
He's got a big room.
This is my autographed book room. This is my autographed CD room. Look at this. Over here, I've got all the major people that started the Tonight Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
I don't want to confuse you with facts, but she said that they sold the company, started a foundation, and that's where the money came from. So it's not like people were contributing and using the money for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. She did say that. She said that they sold their company, so that's their money that's in there. They didn't raise money in the foundation.
Still, they're using charity money. I mean, even if they sold their company and they started a foundation, they're using the foundation's money.
That's right, but it's their money.
Facts get in the way of the story.
No. Right. Goodbye. Hello, Ken.
Yes.
Hi.
Is this Don or Mike?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Yes, I will agree. I think you guys do a great job. My wife and I love listening to the show. I didn't call to pat you all on the back. I was listening in the car.
You did not call to pat us on the back. Hmm.
No. I wanted to give a very, very brief explanation, if I understand.
Now, listen, I understand the point that the last guy made. My point is, I'm sure that even if these people started this organization with their own money,
mm-hmm.
if it's a charitable organization, they've taken donations from somebody.
First of all, the money was donated to colon rectal cancer charity, which is what...
The money that the Today Show got.
Yeah, but as far as the money from the foundation, when these people sold their company, whether it was for $5 million, $10 million, $2 million, whatever it was, in order to avoid taxes, they took the entire amount of money, less whatever they wanted to set aside, and put it into a foundation.
God forbid that they should have to pay taxes like regular people do.
Believe me.
Like people who aren't millionaires have to do.
Well, I'm sure you guys know from all this stuff, and your tax people have you set in the right direction, too.
No, they don't, sir. I'm as broke as a pauper. I don't have two nickels to rub together.
I'm sure you've got enough money to pay your traffic citations, though. But
no, I don't, sir. And don't try to low. If you want to get in a fight with me, where you're gonna try to hit me below the belt, with me.
No.
You friggin' bleeding heart liberal.
No. That's not true.
Even though that's what I am.
I'm in business just like they are.
I think it's
long overdue that Don and I both come out and tell everyone. And you know, we like to avoid this subject, but the fact of the matter is, we're both broke. We have no money, and we have been working to pay off debts, and that is why Ken Stevens has had us here working at the station.
I don't care how you want to try to rationalize this to me, Ken. $135,000 is a ridiculous amount to pay for a book that has Tim Allen's autograph in it.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of money in the economy. Everybody's had a great...
No. Listen, not everybody's had a great, great time, rich boy. $135,000 is a hell of a lot of money to be paying for Tom Hanks' autograph.
Guys, I work for a living, too. I keep all my money tied up in child support payments. And all I can say is that what these people did, I think, is great.
No, I think they have too much friggin' money. I think you have too much friggin' money.
No, believe me, not the case. I sell wine and try to sell as much as I can.
Okay, let's go easy on them. Just a little bit.
He sells wine.
He sells wine. Can't beat the guy up too bad.
Right. I'd be happy to send you some great bottles. You'd enjoy it.
Yes, I would like that. Thanks.
See, I knew that would work.
Don't send it to me. I'll give you a bottle out of my case.
I hope your families are well. Have a great day.
Oh, F you. F you, please. I hope your families are well. And why don't you say that thing to me about traffic citations?
Pardon?
Pardon?
Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon? Pass from her own.
Pieces of stomach.
I just
beg your pardon.
Like everybody else.
F you.
Take care, guys.
F you.
Take good care.
F you.
All the best.
F you sideways.
Right. He's gone.
Right.
He's gone, but do you think he'll still remember to send a case of wine?
I'll buy you some wine.
I just get focused, you know.
Hello.
Hey, you two poppers.
Hey, Mark.
And Buzz is the prince.
I'm so poor.
We're the two poppers.
That's right.
It's the Prince and the Pauper Show.
$11,000 for all those signatures or what?
No, it's more than that. It's
$135,000.
If you took them all and added them all together, what they're worth, the values of them, what they total, about $11,000.
Oh, please.
They got raped.
It can't be worth a plugged nickel.
Well, what's Jordan's signature worth? You know, if he's in there, it's like $250. That's what I'm saying.
Do you expect this guy any minute to go, whatever. I'll tell you right now, I have been in the collectible business. Well, can I interest you in some wonderful playing cards?
Whatever.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. And you know what? Just for all you people calling Bust My Balls, I'm gonna research this charity
mm-hmm.
that these people in Colorado are involved with, and I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know how on the up and up they are. Hey, Rob, do that for me, please.
Okay.
Do that right now, please. Hello?
Donnie.
Yeah, Bonnie.
Hey, I tend to be on your side because, man, I'm a skeptic, too. They say they're going to use that book to raise money. Who's going to look at an autograph book and pitch a 50 into a charity? Like, hey, look, there's a, you know, Yasser Arafat signature. Here's $100 for your charity.
Well, just that. More people would go see the Batmobile at a shopping mall than go see that.
What would you bet on the Batmobile if you had the money to do it?
$135,000, Mike. Now, that is a worthy prize. The original
Batmobile?
Well, let's set up the foundation right now. We'll call it the Batmobile Foundation.
Hello, Don. Like that'd be a great tax benefit.
Yes, it would.
We don't have to pay taxes.
You know, our guys are pointing us in the right direction. Yeah, our guys are pointing us right in the direction.
I got news for you. My guy, my team of accountants, her name is Frida. That's my team of accountants. You're talking about getting raped financially?
Right.
I would say, do you know the guy that won $1 million last night on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show?
How much did Uncle Sam get?
Do you know that after taxes, he gets $530,000?
There you go. There's no better way to give an example of, the taxes that are in this country.
The guy wins $1 million. They take half of it. Mm-hmm. But pricks like that rich guy calling, he has to find tax shelters. Please. Those people with their autograph book.
Well, you know, the thing is, you'll get the tax benefit and you'll be able to drive to work in the Batmobile. That is $135,000 well spent.
Hello.
Hello, Dalek.
Yeah, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I just want to tell y'all, that's exactly why I don't donate to charities. It's because people like her, they waste money on everything. And not just that, but the people in charge probably make about $130,000, $150,000 a year. Well, they're taking everybody else's money and saying it for a charity.
Right.
I hear that. Freaking liberals. Right. Right you are. Oh, I'm going to go to the next meeting with Mr. Liddy. We're going to talk about them.
Yes.
In our BMWs.
Since that guy called, I wonder if the Beverly Hills car is available for auction. Because he can put that into his foundation.
Look what I'm driving.
Oh, man. Damn it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don, I just have to tell you, I'm not homo, but I'm in love with you. Your values and these stupid people, and if I have one dream, you're my Yoda. I'm going to conduct myself.
Come on, please, goodbye.
You're my Yoda.
I appreciate that, but please, sir.
Hello.
That's the only part that concerned me right at the end there.
You know, Yoda, like Yoda with Luke Skywalker.
I've always thought Yoda's head looks a little too much like a beanbag.
Hello. You like a guy's nuts? That?
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
like a scrotum.
Like a scrotum, yes.
A scrotum. Then.
Thank you for crystallizing.
Scrota.
Scrota.
Scrota. Not Yoda.
Is it really? There's a tiny hair poking out of the top of my head. No.
Hello, Rock.
A hernia exam. No.
Rock.
Hey.
Rock.
Eddie.
What?
Hey, that money went to a good cause, the Colon Rectal Cancer Foundation.
I don't. Listen, all along I've said.
I just want to make sure.
Is anybody got money up the ass?
Wait.
Oh, is everybody going to joke money up the ass?
Money up the ass.
Okay,
there we go. Right. A little sensitive about my colon lately.
Sure. Mike's having some more colon problems.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. I got the big procedure for a month from now.
There you go.
The big one. And I got to do the whole thing. You know, they gave me a little book with a picture that shows the procedure with the hospital again. You're on your left side. Meanwhile, the doctor's back there with his stick, his plastic stick with the camera on the end of it. Oh, God.
Mike has had some stomach. What was the pain in your...
It's colon stuff. I'm better now, but because it doesn't matter, when you get better with it, you have to still go in for the procedure.
Right.
So I'm, when I hear anything colorectal, it's just give me the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
Hello, Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tax investigator, and what I've seen a lot of these charities do is the chairmen and so on and so forth purchase these rare items and have them in their personal possessions for their entire lifespan, display them in their homes and everything else. Excuse me.
Yes, Pete.
They get away with murder. By the way, your screening guys are a bunch of assholes.
Thank you. Thank you for that bulletin, sir. Thank you.
That was a tax investigator, ladies and gentlemen.
I did not know that.
And a very nice man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. You are the last call. What can we do for you?
I want to talk to you about my recent colon problems. I had the little scope done, and then the next day I had to go in the hospital. They cut 18 inches out.
Wow.
Aye. Well, the mic doesn't want to hear that.
File that under the I don't need to hear that,
goodbye.
Please.
Goodbye. Listen, I got something. Let me change the topic here. But no, I don't have time. Let me just tease you on this for tomorrow's show.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to have an entire segment about BMs.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Fantastic.
Somebody sent us a copy of a medical journal that has an article about how to tell if your BMs are sick or not.
Oh, boy.
Including color.
Okay.
It has all kinds of charts. color, how they come out, how they're formed.
We
how,
can't do that today,
how
right?
big, how long. No, match game today, Mike. Tomorrow.
There's no way you could rearrange the schedule and get right to it.
No, tomorrow, Mike.
Tomorrow, though, we will. You won't, like, blow it off?
No, I won't. I promise.
You won't postpone it? Tomorrow you will have BMs?
I promise. Tomorrow we'll do a whole segment just on the colon for you.
And I guess by the end of that segment, you and I will both finally know what a nice BM really is.
Yes, I'll tell you some of the categories that they have.
Excellent.
Black, tarry, and sticky.
That's not good. No. I know that from history.
Very dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
Glowing red or magenta.
Oh,
magenta, you mean?
Magenta. When they said magenta.
Glowing red. Glowing red.
Wow. Light green. Pale or clay colored.
Uh-huh.
Bloody.
Yeah.
Mucus colored.
Right.
Pencil thin.
Yeah.
Ribbon like.
Mm-hmm.
Large and floating. With greasy film on toilet water. Loose and watery.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with undigested foodstuffs.
Hello.
Small, hard, round, pellet-like.
Been there.
Alternating bouts of diarrhea and constipation.
Hello.
Smells really bad.
Never. Never once. That's the amazing thing. I've had so many of those, but never once has there been any trace of odor.
These are the... Oh, you're such a liar. These are the categories from a medical journal that a medical student from Massachusetts was nice enough to send us. And tomorrow, we will get into all of it.
Oh, man. And I guess everybody will be well-versed in the world of nice BMs.
And then... They also sent by something from the medical department at this, whatever school this is in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
all the different kinds of poops that with, like, wacky names.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there's a poop called a crack whore. There's a poop called a flyby. There's a poop called a Havana omelet.
Oh, God.
There's a poop called a safe haven.
Is there a poop called a hot Carl?
No, there's a poop called the Uncle Ted, though.
Oh, I had an Uncle Ted.
There's a,
my uncle's
name. There's a poop called the Watermelon.
Sorry, Teddy.
So, John, if you're listening. So tomorrow we'll have an entire segment on the show devoted to your favorite body part.
The ass.
That'll be tomorrow, okay?
Capital idea.
All right, now, let's try to give away 10 grand.
All right.
And then we've got to get to this brand new match game. But first things first, $10,000. That is the prize we will offer again.
Oh, I hope we don't give it away, so I just go spend it on an autograph book.
To the 100th caller.
All right.
Good luck. Toll-free lines are open. Call one of our assholes answering the phone. That's what the guy just said.
Yes, that's right. He's very angry. He's a tax investigator.
Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. We'll take call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
The writing is delicious. Laugh it up. The Don and Mike Show.
Just ahead of caller 100. And then just ahead of Match Game 2000.
Oh, boy!
Buzz, has Michael Jordan been on TV yet?
Yes, he has. In fact, he's still on TV right now. He started his news conference about a half an hour ago, about an hour late.
Turn it on?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Pipe it in. Let me hear what he has to say. Has he mentioned the Don and Mike show yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I'm surprised at that.
Wrong things that need to be corrected, and what do you think they are?
And it's hard to make, you know, those types of accusations from afar. Yeah, I've been watching, as you said, on TV, and things may be different when I get here, and I can see it from the day to day. So, I mean, it's important not to act irrationally. It's understand and then act. My responsibility is to understand. And when the action happens, you know it. But I'm not going to do it without understanding what's happening.
You know, say what you will about Michael Jordan. How about all those guys in the Wizards right now? You think they got a little pucker factor?
Jesus Christ. They'll play harder tonight, I guarantee that. Or whenever they play again.
They better win. They better win.
You have an equity and a share in Lincoln Holdings, which makes you part owner of the Washington Capitals. Could you talk about that role and what you envision for that?
You know what? That's Ted's responsibility. My responsibility has been given to me as a help with this basketball.
Oh, that means that Michael Jordan's going to be friends with Big Fat Ted Leonsis now? Yeah.
Sure.
Aye, aye, aye.
A co-owner. In terms of involvement with Lincoln Holdings, Ted's a genius in that area. And I promise you, if he doesn't step on the basketball portion of the business, I won't step on his portion of the business. So that's where I'd rather leave it.
Thank you very much for coming.
All right, that's it. Now we got the end of it.
Michael says he won't have to answer to anyone except the owner, which means, he says, Wes Unseld, he'll have the authority to override any decisions made by Wes Unseld from this point forward.
You mean Wes Poland.
Right.
He might as well be Abe Poland's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Abe Poland's given him that job for so many years.
Right.
Well, I guess you didn't see any of the press conference, right?
I've just been following the closed captioning with one eye while we do the show here.
What's he been saying?
Stuff like that. Stuff like the fact that he will have veto power over Wes Unseld, but ultimately they both answer to Ted Leonsis.
Were Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck in the press conference, too?
No, they didn't make it. Oh, okay. They weren't there today.
Was he wearing a shiny suit, or was he wearing basketball clothes?
A shiny suit today.
Mm. Earring?
Yes, the earring is there.
Left ear or right ear?
Left ear.
That means you like chicks.
That's right. Yes. The other one means what? Pitching, not catching. Right?
That means you like Homo Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Buzzy.
You bet.
Still to come on the show today, as I mentioned, Match Game. Now, listen, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have very exciting news about the return of Laura Korn, sexpert, to the Don and Mike show.
Oh, I can already get my pain medication ready.
I believe that she is ready to make a public apology to us on national television.
That's what we required for her to be back on this show.
And we will hear the details on that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Larry Michael coming in to promote his BattleBots pay-per-view.
What's BattleBots, Don? I do. Lots of BattleBots. Look at that one. Sawed in half by a metal saw.
He is bringing in a video to promote his pay-per-view with remote control robots fighting each other with chainsaws.
I think we can all agree that the last video we saw, we believe that there was just slight room for improvement in it.
Larry said they fixed it up.
The BattleBots are now hotter than ever, Don.
It'll be on pay-per-view the day before the Super Bowl, so Larry's coming in tomorrow to promote that. We will do our Super Bowl show a week from this Friday from Rudy Martsky's home when Rudy's having his annual Super Bowl party.
That has the potential to be one of the greatest shows in the history of this show.
Potential for disaster.
Yeah, that too. I didn't mention that part.
February 2nd, Vegas Style Show 2000, all new, all retooled.
Oh, yeah.
For the year 2000. We'll be at Bohagers in Baltimore in the brand new Bodome.
All right.
We'll see you February 2nd in Baltimore for a Las Vegas Style Show. Don't cost nothing. Come on out. We'll see you at Bohagers. And Valentine's Day. Got to start thinking about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Hot tub show coming at you.
What I call marine biology.
Hot tub show coming at you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You already got the caller 100?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's a lesson for all of you. It's a lesson
sometimes
in life.
Sometimes you offer the examples during the heart of the show also.
That is a lesson in life.
Good lesson. Mm-hmm.
That's a lesson in life.
That's right.
Be assertive. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm at caller 100.
No. What do you think?
I think I am.
See?
Oh, wonderful.
That's all assertive.
All right.
That's right. See, the other guy, he called.
Oh, there I did call 100.
That's right. You make an example of him.
Well,
right. And at
my...
the end of the show, if you're calling, thinking about calling at the end of the show, there are no tutorials given.
No, you will not be given a slack burger and cheese at the end of today's show.
Like this woman was. Like this here woman was.
What's your name, lady?
Laura.
Laura, where are you calling from?
Springfield, Virginia.
Laura, thank you for listening on good old WJFK.
Oh, thank you.
You have won a South Park talking doll.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, it's time to be a more obnoxious. I'm a doggy dog, Dad.
Courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable.
Looking forward to tomorrow when you're talking about
BM. That's a little bit like Chris Rock.
Well, they all sound the same. Just various shades of different. That's all, yeah. I try to keep them separate from these
guys. Parson on it. Yes, there he is. Kid Rock on South Park. He's South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut, tonight on pay-per-view.
Excellent.
All right, enjoy your doll. Are you ready to play for $10,000?
I believe so.
All right, good luck. We'll play you the secret celebrity laugh. We'll max this baby out, shoot the wad. You'll play for $10,000. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Chris Rock.
Like Chris Rock. And we wish you...
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
Who is that nationally known celebrity? If you know who it is, Laura, you walk away with $10,000.
Yes, I enjoy the variety. Yes.
$10,000 right now. Who is that?
Is it Lyle Wagner?
Would you please repeat that?
Lyle Wagner.
Could you be more specific?
TV's trailer king, Lyle Wagner.
Oh, my God. I need to hear that one more time.
Lyle Wagner.
Have you ever thought...
Oh, my gosh!
...about how fast Mike and I would be fired if we gave away $10,000 today? Have you ever thought about that?
I hope not too fast.
You better think about it, because you have just won
$10,000. Wow. Oh, my God.
The contest is over.
Oh, my God.
I got news for you. Holy moly. Are you there?
I'm there.
Who the hell is calling you?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Probably my husband.
You have just won.
Oh, my God.
$10,000.
Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking.
$10,000.
We are so effed.
You were pretty confident, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Wait, you did a best of not too long ago, where you interviewed him on his birthday.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That, in fact, let me play you that laugh one more time.
Hold on, what did I do with it?
You're a very young-sounding Lyle Wagoner.
You sound young on
throw
that
throw it away in anger already?
Oh, no,
here it is, right here. I mean, enjoy. That laugh does belong to TV's Lyle Wagoner, who, of course, was on Carol Burnett.
Man, you have the ear. You picked up on it.
On Wonder Woman, and you have just won... what I'm sure will be the first and the last $10,000 we give away on this show.
Oh, I hope I didn't get you in trouble.
Yeah, you did, but you're happy, aren't you?
Oh, I'm ecstatic.
Don't sweat it, honey.
Oh. Wow.
Don't sweat it. They'll make that money on the next stop set. Don't worry about it.
Now I'm going to have to give half of it to the IRS, right?
Yeah,
as I say, well, a little less than that. Don't worry.
Yeah, and then maybe you could buy an autograph book or something. But listen, what a winner you are!
Oh my gosh,
$10,000! Why did I hang up on the first guy?
Can we hear a scream because you won $10,000?
Right. And what's your name?
Laura.
Laura, what's your last name?
Laura Johnson.
Laura Johnson.
Oh, man, for a second there, I was hoping she'd say Laura O'Mara.
That'd be good for us.
It really would.
All right, Laura Johnson. Enjoy your $10,000.
Oh, thank you.
$10,000.
Pretty amazing. You never thought you didn't see it coming, did you?
Mike, I'm pretty sure we'll have a meeting before the show tomorrow. But
fantastic.
I'm sure that...
That's okay. I'll handle it.
There you go.
$10,000.
I'm right behind you.
Hello, Big Al. How you doing, Big Al? It was part of the deal with this contest.
Yeah.
It was that we would offer the $10,000,
right?
But certainly would not with the thought that someone would actually win the $10,000 so quickly.
Well, and you know, there's no going back now. This
oh,
is
no.
Gone. You got it, lady.
No, you listen. $10,000 for you.
Oh,
you
got
the money, and that's why we're in trouble.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Enjoy your $10,000.
It's life.
You.
It's life. It's a percentage call.
Right.
That's what it is.
You know what this is? Like the Jets winning the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Just half.
Who to funk it?
So the next Secret Celebrity will be worth 75 cents.
Is it true that low-budget Jeopardy now will be paying off in pennies?
People have to now pay us to play Jeopardy. No, listen, we actually, believe it or not, we have a budget.
That's good.
$10,000. You got it. God knows CBS has the money. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Laura Johnson.
Laura Johnson, the big winner of that's an incredible amount of money. $10,000.
She just won $10,000. Just now, she won $10,000.
And I didn't even know who it was, but Robin Don knew.
Oh, yeah.
And I must say, the pleasure of that was looking at the face of both Don and Rob, who, you know, I will tell you.
We thought we had one that would go a month.
Yeah. Rob, I will tell you, there's a part of Don that no matter what, he was into it, because just to give away the $10,000. But Rob, you looked like you were going to barf.
Yeah, that was not a happy feel. I mean, congratulations, Laura Johnson.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I know you're happy for her.
All right, she wins the money.
Let's be happier.
It's $10,000.
Wow.
Everybody's invited to the big meeting tomorrow.
We'll all go in there with you.
The big meeting. Oh, F them. Too bad. Too bad.
Wow.
Hey, they make tons of money on this show every
day. They certainly do.
Enjoy your $10,000. We will have Secret Celebrity Laugh number 3 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still run promos saying that you can win up to $10,000, but I'll bet it doesn't happen again.
Sure. And I also bet there's still a little something less out of our envelopes this week.
No, that ain't going to happen. Probably not.
Time now for Match Game 2000.
Yay. Wow.
We'll try to give away...
Wait a minute, $50? Nice, good idea, $50.
$50.
Or $10,050 given away on today's show.
It's time for Match Game 2000. And Robbie, we need how many contestants?
Six.
Six contestants? Are you sure about that?
Four
contestants. We'll take two men and two women.
He's a little shaken right now.
We will take four contestants right now for Match Game 2000. Good luck. Telephone number is 1-877-365-3636. Call us from anywhere in America to play Match Game 2000. We have a secret celebrity who's joining us. Certainly not as big and not as famous as the $10,000 celebrity, Lyle Waggoner.
No, not nearly, but somebody that you'll enjoy.
I know many times I've heard him referred to around the station as the Lyle Waggoner of WJFK-FM.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we just gave away his annual income.
You will need that, man. We'll play a Match Game right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHTK.
I'm in, I guess. I'm in.
I'm not in yet. I need it again, please, Robbie.
Are you in?
WJFK, see you in Toledo. Studios are so old, last week the phone computer crashed because the blank died.
Of all the people I would think that would be in, I would think you'd be in.
I'm in, but I suck on this one. Don't count on matching me, Jessica.
Okay.
All right, Jessica, shooting for 3 for 4. WJFK Studios are so old, last week the phone computer crashed because the blank died. What's your answer?
The hamster died.
The hamster. You see, that ran, I guess, on a treadmill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you have Jessica's hamster done?
I said funny.
Because I couldn't think of anything.
That's a good answer, though.
You said funny again.
Judge is going to have to get a ruling on this one, Rob. I said gerbil.
Yeah, that's a match. Right.
That's an acceptable match.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
How about you, Jeff?
Gerbil.
Jessica's right back in it. How about you, Buzz?
I said hamster.
Hamster.
Another match.
My game.
Oh, boy, she got
excellent.
It.
And Chris, you ready? This is your chance to move ahead. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready, Rob.
All right. The lovely Oprah Winfrey has announced she's going to start publishing a magazine called O. O for Oprah. Of course, most folks think it should be called blank.
Oh,
hi, Finn.
The lovely Oprah Winfrey, some are easier than the others. The lovely Oprah Winfrey has announced that she's going to start publishing a magazine called O. Of course, most folks think that it should be called
blank. All right, I'm
blank.
In. All right, Joe, you ready?
No.
Sorry.
Waiting on Joe and Buzz right now.
Winfrey?
Okay. All right, Jason.
New magazine.
Buzzing. Your panel's right, Rob.
Called O. All right, Chris. The lovely Oprah Winfrey has announced that she's going to start publishing a new magazine called O. Most folks think that it should be called blank. What do they think?
I think they want to call it A for the A word.
The word ass?
Yeah. You can say that word.
Yes, yeah. You can. Say it, Chris.
Oh, ass.
Because that's the last time you'll hear it. do you have Oprah Winfrey's ass, Don?
No, Rob. I said they should call the magazine C.
C. Yeah. That's a good answer.
An answer's working for me on every question.
Don, I learned from my mistakes. I also said C.
Good answer, but not a match. How about you, Bud? Well, no match there. We've got a tie game. Jessica, you got the benefit of the tie last time, so Chris, I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is. And here is your clue. Ah, congratulations to Rosie O'Donnell on the adoption of her third baby. However, authorities were a bit nervous and made her promise that she wouldn't blank her new son.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in. This is an obvious one.
Absolutely.
This is a softball.
All right, Chris, the panel seems real enthusiastic. Congratulations to Rosie O'Donnell on the adoption of her third baby. Babies were a bit nervous, however, and made a promise that she wouldn't blank her new son. What's your answer?
Made a promise she wouldn't eat her new son.
Wouldn't eat the baby. Get in my belly! Don, do you have Chris's answer of eat the baby?
Yes, other, eat the baby.
Eat the baby?
Yes,
how
eat.
About you, Mike?
I got it, eat. Right
eat.
Here.
That's
eat.
Another match.
Absolutely.
How about you, Joe?
I got it, eat.
Eat. 3 for 3, and Buzz?
Eat.
Eat the baby.
Eat.
perfect match.
Good job. Perfect
against Chris. You are not out of this yet.
Oh, she's not out of it yet.
No, so you need to concentrate and think real hard, okay?
Okay.
All right, here you go, Jessica, to tie the game. Here's your clue. We're all eagerly anticipating Rudy Mutsky's Super Bowl party. The shindig will feature a DJ, good company, and a six-foot blank.
Give me this one again, Robbie.
We're all eagerly anticipating Rudy Mutsky's Super Bowl party. The shindig will feature a DJ, good company, and a six-foot blank.
All right, I'm in.
No chance of imagining me, but I'm in.
No, same here. I'm in. I'm in.
All right, the panel's right, and Jessica, it sounds good for you. This will determine final match. We're all eagerly anticipating Rudy Martsky's Super Bowl party. The shindig will feature a DWJAY good company and a six-foot blank. What you say?
A piece of Pat Summerall's stomach.
Oh, you know what?
Boy, that, Jessica Christ, that's a great answer.
She deserves extra
credit for
that.
Give her
a round of applause
really
on that.
Great job.
Thank you.
That is funnier than any of our answers.
Boy, you ought to be writing for this show.
That's a good answer. Do you have Pat's stomach, Don?
No. I wrote a 6 foot cunny named Mouse.
Wow.
I wanted to stay with the theme.
Yeah, I'm glad you wanted to stay with that theme because I put a 6 foot.
See, how about you?
I put dildo.
Dildo, not a match, though.
Dildo.
And Buzz, her last chance.
I said a 6 foot beer can radio.
Not a match.
But listen, Jessica, if it means anything, that was a funnier answer than any of us had. We should have had
a round of applause.
That's right. We should have had a big piece of Pat Summerall's stomach.
That's excellent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
He gets $50 now, right, Robbie?
Right. And Chris also gets 50 and a chance to run it up to 100 in Supermatch.
All right, Chris. Stand by. You know what, Rob?
Yeah.
Let's just go right to this now.
All right.
I don't want to drag this out. Hold on, Jessica. Hold on. Let me separate the lines. Now, this is where Chris has to pick someone from the panel, right?
That's right. Now, what happens here, Chris, is you will pick a panelist to play with. They will get a chance to lock in their answer, and then the other celebrities will give you suggestions. You can choose to go with one of their suggestions or go out on your own. Chris, please choose from Don, Mike, Joe, or Buzz.
I think my favorite monster, Donnie G.
Donnie G.
Right. I never get picked.
Superman.
Right.
Yeah, you haven't gotten picked in a while.
All right.
So put on your thinking cap and lock into this answer.
Okay.
Blank watch.
Oh, okay.
Blank watch.
I am in.
You are locked in there?
Yes.
And our contestant Chris, right?
Yes.
All right, Chris. You can now ask two of the other celebrities for suggestions. Actually, they'll each give you a suggestion. We need a suggestion for blank watch. Mike.
I had just first thing that popped into my mind was stopwatch.
Stopwatch. Very good. How about you, Joe?
Same. Stopwatch.
Can you give him another suggestion? We don't like to double up here in Supermatch.
You're challenging just
Nightwatch. Nightwatch. Good. He takes it a different direction.
That's, and he was also talking about his former job.
That's right. How about you, Buzz?
I'll take Gold Watch.
Ooh,
gold
all watch. Good answers. There's a lot of good answers there. You can choose any of those, Chris, or you can go out on your own. What do you think Don wrote for blank watch?
I think Don wrote wristwatch.
Wristwatch. Well, Don, you've got your card locked in there. If it says wristwatch, he doubles his money to $100. What do you have?
No, I said stopwatch.
Oh.
Watch.
Bummer, bummer, bummer. But not really a bummer because Chris, you've won $50. Woo! You must be thrilled.
That's a whole lot of beer, man.
That will buy a lot of beer.
Beer! Jim, beer!
Yay!
And listen, for all of our...
I get pot brownies with that?
For all of our contestants, besides the money, everybody also gets WWF Royal Rumble prize packs, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable.
Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system to order WWF Royal Rumble this Sunday on Pay Per View. Thank you, Joe Ardinger.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Robbie. Oh, and we have an outro on this, right?
Okay.
All right, let's go to the announcer.
Match Game 2000 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Codman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Gambit.
Old Brain's the perfectionist, you know.
He sweats the details.
Getting all the formatics down.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Jessica. Also, thanks to Mike. And thanks to Tom, who was the Mr. Mom who called in.
That was a rousing addition.
Yeah. We should have had that Pat Summerall on stomach.
Oh, yeah. Boy, she was sharp on that one.
Should have had that.
Buzzy.
Yes.
News and comment time now. What's in your news shuffle tonight?
Tonight's top story, Michael Jordan returns to basketball again.
Wow.
Okay, MJ, everybody please. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Alicia, that was
very professional.
Oh, I was going to say, stand by for your chance to win $10,000.
Yes.
Except we already gave away $10,000 today. Congratulations to Laura Johnson, Springfield, Virginia.
Yep.
She identified the second secret celebrity laugh as that has been Lyle Waggoner from the Carol Burnett Show.
She became the first $10,000 winner of 2000.
And we will have a new secret celebrity laugh for you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Right. Hey, if you live in Baltimore, Charm City, almost 7 o'clock, and you are hearing the entire show every night back the way it used to be on JFK Jr., as we like calling it, WJFK, right? 1300, Baltimore.
You can understand them if you're a mastermind. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it's done. Michael Jordan now owns a piece of the Washington Wizards, and he'll be the head of basketball operations. He'll have veto power over general manager Wes Unseld, but says he will use Unseld's input. Both men will answer to the team's other owners. The Wizards haven't won a championship in a dozen years. This year, they're 12-27.
No, it's been a long time since they won the championship. I mean, you mean the overall NBA championship?
Yeah, not the NBA championship, but just their division, I guess.
Yep.
He says it'll take some time to evaluate the team and even more time to turn it around.
I think the Bullets have the longest streak of a team not making the playoffs. I guess they made it 2 or 3 years ago. So I guess before that, they'd had a gigantic streak of over 10 years of not making the playoffs.
Haven't won a playoff game in 12 years.
And I was talking to Big Al out in the hallway, and what he told me, do you know that I guess Michael Jordan's going to practice with them also.
Yes, he is.
Kind of cool.
That's the first thing I do is put him in sneakers.
Yeah, that's big. That's big.
Take your suit off. Put on your shorts.
That's cool.
I was going to mention that. He's going to practice.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right. He's going to practice with the team, but he says never, under any circumstances, will he play. He says he'd have to give up his ownership in order to do that. He wanted three things. He wanted to own a team, he wanted control over basketball operations on a team, and he wanted to be a part, he said, of an organization that would give him other business opportunities, which apparently his connections with the other owners will give him. He says also that he will suit up and practice with the team, mainly to evaluate the players, which he says is going to take a long time, and an even longer time.
Michael.
Well, I like it already.
Michael.
Turn the team around.
Call me. I'll tell you right now. They all suck.
You know,
Juwan sucks. Strickland sucks. That big white Duke that you have, he sucks. They all suck.
I'd like to be those guys. We were kind of batting it around here, everybody's going back and forth. Who knows whether it's going to be the great saving grace? But when I heard he's going to practice with them, that changes a lot of opinion.
Yeah, and that was not known earlier today. I was wondering what kind of an executive he was going to be.
Right.
If you're going to let this guy run your basketball team, what kind of prior experience does he have? But if he's going to be more hands-on,
that's a good move.
If it's going to be him just playing one-on-one and schooling those guys.
I saw a little clip of video from the press conference, and it was Poland on one side, Leonsis on the other side. And, I mean, if two men looked like they were just about to geesh, it was those two guys.
I still think I might be brighter than him, though. than Michael Jordan.
He said,
I'm talking about just like in a standard SAT test, right?
Yeah, but once again, we have to point out that comes out of pure jealousy.
Oh, sure. He's rich, handsome, athlete.
Well, Michael said in the news conference that he knew people.
Ugly, fat, disc jockey.
Disc jockey. Still something to go to parties, you know, and you're around all these professional people.
Right.
What do you do? I'm a disc jockey.
And then someone says, hey, my brother's a disc jockey. And they don't mean a real disc jockey. They mean like a guy who brings his record player to parties,
right?
You know, and plays like at bar mitzvahs and junk.
Hey, that's a lot of fun, isn't it? Huh? Do you do many weddings?
Are you able to actually, you know, make a living doing that?
Yes.
Michael says...
That's why you slink off into a corner, you know, just to find your own piece of the party.
Michael says he knows people will be evaluating or trying to evaluate his intelligence. He says he knows people will be examining his brain over the next few months.
What did I tell you 3 hours ago?
He also says that he doesn't know if he'll make a big difference or not. Obviously, he hopes so. He says maybe he will, maybe he won't. That's the fun, of, he says, of an experiment like this. Michael also says that if, while he's on the court practicing with the other players, if he sees fear in any of the other players' eyes, that player is gone.
Goodbye, Juwan.
He says he hopes to teach all the rest of the players how to think like a winner.
You know, the only thing I would worry about with this whole deal is Michael Jordan is a guy that gets into so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has to constantly be challenged. I mean, he really does. He's somebody that really does. That's why I think we got the baseball, we got the golf. I just hope he sticks with it long enough to make a difference for the Wizards.
I hope the fact that the Bullets have such crappy players doesn't make him lose his enthusiasm.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen quickly.
Wait till he goes out to play. There's a reason that these guys have won 5 games and they've lost like 25 games. There's a reason. The Bullets suck.
They're bad. They're just
bad. They're like
bad.
The worst team in the league. Next to the Bulls, they are the worst team in the league.
And Michael says it's strange not rooting for the Chicago Bulls for a change.
He'll get over that.
It's a strange position for him. A presidential hopeful John McCain is getting some heat today because he told reporters he could spot gay people just by the way they act.
Hey, he's bragging about his gaydar.
Gaydar.
The subject was gays in the military, and McCain was saying he knew which guys in the Navy were gay.
Oh, really?
When asked how he knew, he said, and I quote, I think we know by behavior and attitudes. I think it's clear to some of us when people have that lifestyle, end quote.
Oh, I wonder how they made it clear to you, John.
Gay rights.
Hello, Senator. I noticed you've been looking at me, Senator.
I want to tell you that the folds of skin around your neck around the top of your shirt just drive me crazy.
Would you like to be with me,
Senator? Hello, John.
Gay rights groups were all over that quote. Quoting one gay rights group spokesman, he's making assumptions based on stereotypes. It's a form of prejudice, and it's wrong. Reporters say McCain seemed to know that he had said something wrong the minute he finished saying it. He has since backtracked on those gaydar remarks.
Well, we should do like we did with John Rocker. We should just send him in for some good old psychiatric counseling.
Absolutely.
That's what we do in this country.
Go for
when
it.
When anybody speaks out of turn, we got to get him into counseling.
Because it's a disease.
Please.
Come on.
Hillary Clinton says she will not.
Clinton.
Says she will not.
Hillary Clinton.
So you're not pronouncing the N?
Clinton.
Oh, you are pronouncing
Hillary
the N.
Clinton.
Oh, I
don't pronounce the O.
Oh, I see.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary says she will not be leaving Bill. She was asked about that point blank in a TV interview in Buffalo yesterday. She had been avoiding the issue.
He's got to be doing cartwheels.
And the guy who asked the question, or Bill?
No, Bill, Buzz, of course. Bill is like,
she did it. She said that. Can you believe it?
Weak-ass stories, the best you can come up with.
Let's go out and party.
See, I think maybe part of him was hoping she would leave, but, you know, you never know.
No, of course not. You know, that's why he's behind this whole Senate thing.
Right.
Get her that job.
Right.
She stays married.
Uh-huh.
He gets to go out, nookie, eat, drink.
They do what they've been doing for the whole time.
Well, the First Lady was obviously surprised when she was asked by this interviewer. Her answer, I certainly intend to spend the rest of my life with him. So she left no room for doubt. She went on to say, I've been with my husband for more than half my life. This will be our 25th year of marriage, and we have so much between us and so many shared experiences.
Is she right?
No.
No.
Ooh.
You know, their marriage
is
probably...
Is she right?
It's a marriage of convenience. I think everybody knows that. You know, I mean, it really is. I mean, they both go their separate ways, and they're fine with that.
But like the Spiewaks.
Yeah.
Between them.
Rob's, Rob lives here in the United States, works on this show.
Right.
And his wife lives in France.
That's right.
Carrie lives in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Where is Carrie right now?
I have no idea. No, she's in Fauquier County today. And the only thing that's different between myself and the Clintons is that Carrie has every intention of leaving me just as soon as I let go.
And if your wife doesn't have legs that look like Popeye's arms.
No, she does. She has lovely legs.
Yeah, but she's dumping you
Yes, she is. I know the later because I see them when she walks away. Goodbye, Carrie.
I love you.
Goodbye, my love.
Bye, my lovely.
A nephew of the late Robert F. Kennedy faces charges of bludgeoning a teenaged girl to death with a golf club when he and the girl were 15.
What?
Michael Skakel is the son of Ethel Kennedy's brother, Rushton, and one of Michael's lawyers says an arrest warrant was issued for the now 39-year-old. This afternoon, he turned himself in. He is now back out on bond. The lawyer says Michael is innocent.
Hey, justice is swift.
The girl was beaten to death in 1975.
Oh, you're in Kennedy.
1975?
Yes.
All right.